reminding you to pull out. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Oh, Christ, my back is killing me today, too. Just reaching over and trying to get these cartridges.
Yeah?
You know, this morning, here's the deal.
You just recently developed a bad back.
No, but it's a lot worse now. This is not the bad back that I had a couple of weeks ago. This is higher up, because today I fell down the stairs like Homer Simpson. Remember that episode where Homer falls down a mountain?
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, yeah, do. The deal is we have the dogs sleep upstairs. The German Shepherd, Clink, he sleeps in my kids' room, and the little dog, Max, sleeps in our room. When I get up in the morning, I go downstairs, I get the coffee going, I get the newspaper, and I have to let the dogs out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Colonel Clink, I go to Bart's room, I open the door, I say, Clink, come on, let's go. The little boy, the little dog, Max, he can't walk up or down the stairs to the upper floor to where the bedrooms are.
Why not?
Well, because he's got this weird thing with his left leg. With
a little hip dysplasia or something like that?
Yeah, he's got something like that. And when he runs, he has a little bit of a git in his
okay,
run.
So he's got his hips are maybe in wacky shape.
So he can't make it up or down these stairs. So every night when we go to bed, we say, Max, you want to go nighty-night? And he knows that. That means he comes over and he gets picked up and we bring him upstairs. And
right.
Then in the morning, I say, come on, Max, time to go outside. And he comes, he jumps in my arms, and I bring him down these stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as we were going down the stairs today, we got to the third step, and Colonel Clink saw, I think, the recycler guys or somebody. Mm-hmm. He saw them through the window, and he started to go crazy. Yeah, and he jumped around, and the next thing you know, I am down, and I am falling on the stairs, each stair on the back.
He knocked you down the stairs?
Well, he got in front of me.
Yeah. And then he got tangled up in the dog.
Then my feet went like this, and I'm holding the little dog in my arms. Mm. And because of that, I couldn't, not like I have goddamn cat-like athletic reflexes anyway.
And you didn't release the little dog when you began your free fall?
I did not. Oh. And as I went down the stairs, boom, 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 six of them, each one right here on my back. Each time I would hit the steps, I would hit it. Slide down, hit it, the next one slide, until I'm finally just laying on the floor in a heap.
But the dog was unscathed.
Yeah, Max, the dog is absolutely fine.
That's a shame he's got that problem with it. Is there anything they can do for him? The vet, can they get
in
there and kind of...
be a three-legged dog.
No.
No, I think actually that we...
Can't, put a little book of matches under one of his legs?
You know, we may have actually talked to the doctor about that, but it's goddamn ridiculous, right? The amount of money that it would cost.
Oh, yeah, and that's why, with certain dogs, especially the larger breeds, they check that out a lot more thoroughly.
It's easier just to carry them up and down the stairs.
Right.
But now I need the hip replacement now.
Now you've got one leg longer than the other.
My back is killing me today. I felt like an idiot. I was just laying on the floor going...
You probably got a bone bruise or a muscle bruise.
And maybe I hurt my coccyx.
Oh, really? Did you fall on your coccyx?
No, I just wanted to say coccyx.
Coccyx.
And I certainly know that my wife was awake this morning. Because I know she wakes up because I get up, even though I'm not driving carpool anymore, I still get up at the same time every day. It's 6:15.
Right.
So I know she's at least pseudo-awake when I say to Max, come on, Max, time to go downstairs. So I know that she's not in deep REM sleep, but she's awake. And I know that she's... Now, my son can sleep through anything. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. I mean, I could stand right in front of him screaming. He would keep sleeping. But I know that Frida had to hear me, boom, 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 go down these steps. And then when I was at the bottom of the staircase, I went, son of a bitch! Ow! God damn! Ow! Because, it hurt. I have a very low...
And you're doing that, while you're just, letting go with your frustration, you're also doing it to perhaps have someone come to your rescue.
Yes, and I sat there for a moment, and then I realized...
No one was coming.
Nobody's coming.
It's a horrible, empty feeling, especially in your own home.
Nobody's coming, and then the little dog's standing there, and there's still another flight of stairs, and he's afraid to walk down the stairs, and he slipped down because I was screaming, so I get myself up, and I go downstairs, and then about a half hour later, Frida comes down, and I say, boy, I took quite a fall on the stairs today. She said, yeah, I heard.
Oh, God, she heard.
Yeah, she heard.
Oh, no.
She heard.
Just didn't want to get out of bed.
Right.
Of course. It's too early.
It was a real crowd scene at the food. What does Jeff Spicoli say? Couldn't make it on time.
It was a real crowd scene in the food line.
Just couldn't make it on time.
Couldn't do it, and there you were. Now, if she hadn't heard anything, she might have come out.
If you
sucked up all the pain and not said a word, she might have said, oh, my God, there's loss of consciousness.
But it's impossible. I mean, She had to hear me go down the stairs. I mean, it was loud. Boom, boom, yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
But if you kept your mouth closed completely during that, then she, you know, she might have thought if she came around the corner, she'd see, like, your back facing one way with your head facing the other. You know?
And that's, incidentally, that's my wife's dream scenario.
Oh, God.
Then one day she wakes up and I'm just laying there with, like, blood coming out of my mouth.
Oh, no.
Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, you're the 100th caller.
Awesome.
Yes, awesome. What is your name?
Peggy.
Hi, Peggy. Where are you from?
McLean, Virginia.
Peggy, you have won the DVD of Fight Club.
Yay.
Yeah, now available on 2-disc DVD with commentary by Brad Pitt, Ed Norton, deleted scenes, outtakes, behind-the-scenes vignettes. Buy it today. Fight Club. Great movie. We recommend it. Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Sure.
Okay, $500 online now with Secret Sound number 3. Have you heard it before?
A couple of times.
All right, well, that's good. We'll play it for you again. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Hank Hill.
Yeah, back to Hank Hill.
All right.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Yeah. Not a word from my lovely. Not a word. But, of course, I know she's, you know, she's thinking about tomorrow's national holiday. Her birthday. Oh!
Yes, that's good.
Yes!
Good to have him back.
Thank you.
Listen, for $500, what is that sound?
Is it the child locks that are in cabinets, the safety locks unlocking?
That is...
Oh, we're sorry.
Really, really wrong. But thank you for the
guess. But a good guess.
Yeah. And don't forget that every guess is
it's a clue,
clue
for you.
Clue for you. And, of course, I would be remiss if I did not say to Buzz, on behalf of Frida, thank you. She received her birthday card
today.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Ah.
Always reminds me I got to get cracking a little early. And I never do.
He's good like that.
I know. He's very thoughtful.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, hi, Boo.
Hi. So, you get all set for the national holiday tomorrow?
It's not whether I'm all set. It's whether you're all set.
Frida, let me be the very first one on our show before Rob or Buzz or Charles Broyhill to wish you a very happy birthday. I wanted to be first this year.
Well, that's good, Mike. I'm looking forward to my, I think it's my 41st birthday card. I think you have like 5 to catch up on.
You will be 45 tomorrow, right?
I know, but Mike is still... overdue on number 41.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try to do it this year.
Well, crank them all out.
This is the year. I'm not going to like go back and do 5, but I'm going to do one that's going to make up for all the ones I've forgotten.
She's coming in tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I got to do it then. I'm going to start it today for a birthday surprise.
If it has 5 times your standard 20 in it, that would be good too.
Okay. All right. My standard 20.
Honey,
how do you know what I give the boys?
Honey, do not ask Mike for money.
It would be beneath me to give you money, Frida.
Yeah,
but
I'll
tell you, I will.
Mike, if it makes you feel better, you can give me the money. I will take your money.
Now, 1 year, didn't Mike give me a wonderful bottle of Dom Perignon?
Did I?
I
don't know. Did you?
Do you know you guys gave me one of the best gifts I've ever gotten that I still use to this day, which is really like, it's just one of the best products. You know that wine opener you guys gave me that 1 year?
Oh, we love that.
Yeah, I still have that thing, and it's just like in perfect condition.
That's restaurant quality. That opens a wine bottle every time.
I never got that gift from you guys, but now I give that gift to everybody. I mean, it's just a wonderful gift. So
but listen.
I'll try to get to maybe $40 for you tomorrow.
Listen, we're going to have a birthday party for you here tomorrow, but the reason I'm calling you now is...
I don't want strippers, my boo.
Honey, what did I tell you?
All right.
Okay? Now, we'll deal with that tomorrow. Today, I'd like to talk about this morning, when I fell down the stairs with the dog. How come you didn't come running out to make sure I was okay?
I heard you cursing. I knew that meant you were fine, and really just didn't want to be around you right at that moment.
Yeah, she's an understanding woman. She's a complicated woman, but no one understands her.
But her mother.
But if it had fallen...
Frida Shaft.
And I had heard...
Shut your mouth.
And I had heard just moaning or crying, I would have come. But, you know, when you're up cursing the dog and cursing everybody, then I know you're okay.
But didn't you actually hear me, like, on the stairs, like, go, 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 go.
Where's that sound effect? That's what it sounded like.
All right, well, I just wanted to get it on the record that you, in fact, did hear me with this tremendous fall today, yet did nothing.
No, I didn't do nothing. I pulled the covers over my head.
Oh, no.
All right, honey. Love you.
All right. Love you, too.
See you tomorrow.
Okay.
I mean, I'll see you tonight, but I'll really see you tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Okay, bye, boo.
Bye-bye.
Fantastic. She's coming in tomorrow.
Excellent. Yep, she is. Right at the beginning of the show.
How could I? I just got to figure out someday how to remember stuff. You know, how, because I really would love to.
Got you a Palm Pilot.
I would really, yeah, and I use it. I have all the important phone numbers in there. If I, you know, it's in my car downstairs right now, so I do keep it with me.
You know, the easiest way, really, is to let Buzz know. Because Buzz is my failsafe, because I know if I forget something, mm-hmm. and I'm good at remembering, like, my wife's birthday and my wife's anniversary, right. and, well, it's my anniversary, too, mm-hmm. and my kid's birthday, but just in case I don't, there's always a card that arrives from Buzz
right.
a couple of days early that always serves as, like, a reminder.
That's been a reminder.
Yes, not only something nice that Buzz and Marcia do, but it's a reminder for me. Like, right, I could forget that it's her birthday.
Of course, no.
Like, she hasn't turned it into a friggin' holiday.
Yeah, I mean, I think with her coming in and all, I'm going to try to do something. I'm not making any guarantees. It's just, I'm going to try to actually, it would be nice, I know how your wife is, and it would be nice if, when she comes in, since it's special, since she's coming in tomorrow, she doesn't normally come in on her birthday, it would be nice to have something
special. Do not feel obligated.
It's not a question of obligation. It's a very selfishly motivated deal. You know that. I don't do things out of obligation.
Well, don't get her anything. And for God's sake, don't give her cash, please.
I was just wondering, the one thing that crossed my mind was, how much time would it take to get one of those full cardboard cutouts of me? You know, to get one of those done.
Like a stand-up, like a Michael Jordan,
but
Dan Marino.
I think the turnaround is just but that really, somebody's going to get that.
And Christmas, though.
Yeah, Christmas.
And then I heard this today. This is the big thing today. But of course, we're, you know, discussing her birthday. And I took Bart out this morning so that he could get his stuff for her today. And while we were out, we called at one point. Bart and I ran, and of course, here in D.C. and up and down the East Coast, the weather's awful. It's pouring rain, and when someone spits on the Beltway, traffic stops, and there was an accident, and they had the Beltway closed down. And
horrible accident.
And we were out for like 3 hours this morning dealing with this crap, and we call, and right away she says, hello. I said, hey, what are you doing? She says, what do you want? I said, we are just checking in right now. She says, I am on the phone. Goodbye. Click, hang up. So I wait a couple minutes, I call back, and I go, hey, what's the dude? And she said, whenever you call, you think that I should drop whoever I'm talking to on the telephone to talk to you. And I said, well, who were you talking to? She said, I was talking to my mother. I said, you know, for the love of God, you talk to your mother 24 hours a day. I'm calling, and it's not like we didn't even have a cell phone.
Right.
We had stopped by the side of the road, and I was calling her from a payphone getting rained on.
Check in, say what's going on.
And meanwhile, you know, keep in mind that we're doing this. We're out doing this to make sure that tomorrow is the national holiday it's supposed to be.
Right.
So when we get home, I said to her, hey, what was the deal with that? And then she says to me, this is the biggest lie of all, she says. She says, you know what? I don't know where this all started. You don't have to get me anything for my birthday.
Oh, no.
You know, and that is...
I think that's a familiar anthem around the country.
That is a friggin' lie. Like, if I came tomorrow morning and just said, honey, you know, give her a handshake, said, happy 45th birthday.
You can't do that.
You know, I'm out. I'm sleeping in a box down by the mailbox.
Down by the river.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to come up with something. And
sure.
It just pisses me off. And then it all crystallized today. Why, with my wife, why the birthday is such a big deal? Because she got a birthday gift in the mail today
right.
from her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And on the label, the computer-printed label that was slapped on the front of the box, it said, to the best birthday girl in the world, Frida June. Because that's her middle name, is June. And I looked at that box with the mailman.
There you have it.
The mailman, Chris, who incidentally, mm-hmm. I light up during the holidays.
Yeah.
And I make sure I address him by name and make eye contact with him. I say,
excellent.
Hello, Chris. How are
right.
you? Chris, the mailman. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's an important facet of our society. You got to keep your mailman happy.
Right. Right. Otherwise, he'll spit on your mail.
So he comes up and he gives me the box. And
right.
I know when he gives me the box, I know he's already looked at it. He's already seen this queer label that my mother-in-law put on there. And I look down and I go, well, you know who this is from? And he goes, yeah, I sure do. Okay. Thanks, see you, Chris.
That's funny.
So I go inside and I give it to her. And she's looking at this box. And that's like when all of a sudden... the light bulb goes, oh, well, this is why it's like a national holiday.
Sure.
Because my wife has always been the spoiled one in her family. My wife comes from a family of five kids.
Right.
And there is no doubt about it, and the other brothers and sisters will tell you this right away, Frida's the favorite.
She's the one that was always treated better than the rest.
Yeah, well, and listen, all the other
kids... Would she admit to that?
I think so. All the other kids in her family had to pay their own way to college.
Uh-huh.
Not Frida.
Oh, that's a biggie right there.
Right. Guess who went to Europe?
Frida?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think their family may have gone one time, but guess who went also just on her own?
She did.
When she was a girl.
And the other kids didn't go.
Right.
Mm.
No, there's no doubt that she's the favorite.
So the birthday was, her birthday was a little more special than the other one.
Yes.
She's become accustomed to a certain kind of treatment.
Yes, that label was so queer. To the best birthday girl in the world. Wait, she's 45. Right? I mean, come on.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Oh, wait.
Oh, here we go.
Hold on a second. It's interesting. Well, of course, they're always the baby, you know, when it comes to mommy.
But she's not the youngest, though.
Right.
Her sister Robin is the youngest.
And when you compare them,
Robin got treated like dirt compared to Frida.
I think that you read that later.
This is not the way to celebrate my birthday eve, Boo.
Okay, but really, honey, don't you think that you were the favorite one of your family?
My no, I don't think so. I was a good kid. I did go through college, but my younger sister didn't ask. You know, she didn't ask them to pay her way. I asked.
So you're saying that if they had asked, it would have happened.
Oh, all right. Right.
They just...
But you are the favorite, though.
No.
Listen, you know that portrait we have of you that hangs in our bedroom? That portrait where you look like Winnie from the Wonder Years?
Yes.
You know, I've been in your parents' home for 20 years. I don't recall seeing portraits like that of all your brothers and sisters.
No, that hung over my mother's bed for many years until they moved.
Right, wow. just a portrait of Frida.
Wow.
Just Frida.
How do the other kids feel about that? How do the other kids
in
the family?
They take it out on me, which I don't think is right. Because it was my mom's decision, not me, you know.
But you do admit that you were and still are the favorite.
All I'll admit to is that my brothers and sisters would agree with you.
Thank you.
Okay, that's fair.
Thank you. And what did the label say today? Because I was paraphrasing, like, to the bestest birthday girl.
Something sweet like that. You know, it's nice to know that somebody loves me.
All right.
Yeah,
I don't love you.
Somebody's not afraid to show it.
Oh, please, I don't show that I love you. What, is that what it takes to send you a box with a queer label on it?
Yes, you know what? I would be very touched if you did that. Just like I'm touched when my mom does that.
Please. Okay.
All right, Boo.
Well, you're spoiled.
You know, what you do to show me that I'm loved is you give me a gift and then hand me the receipt. It's not the same.
Oh. You know, I can't win with this woman. You know, I hand you the receipt.
I've told you before, it's not how much it costs that matters to me, and you don't believe me. But really, what touches me are those goofy things my mom does.
See, this is where
I seem to remember we've had these discussions before.
The hypocrisy is about to friggin' choke me right now.
That's not true.
If I was to give you, like, for instance, what did your mom give me last? Oh, that barbecue apron that she bought for 50 cents?
Yeah.
If I was to give you a barbecue apron for 50 cents...
If you thought about it and tried to think of what I would really like, I was agreeing with Mike. One of my favorite presents from you was that wine opener. That was a good present. And that's not the most expensive present you've given me.
You don't think I put thought into your gifts?
I haven't even seen them.
I'm talking about previous years.
No, I do, but I'm telling you that price doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm not talking about price either.
Okay.
I'm just saying that don't you think I put thought into your gifts?
Yes, but you think that price matters. That's why you hand me the receipt right afterwards. That's why you always tell me how much it costs.
Price does matter.
Yes.
Well,
it does.
It doesn't.
I mean, what's the point? Listen, here's the point. If you buy a piece of jewelry, for instance,
okay, well,
you can go buy a piece of jewelry.
You know what?
That's a piece of garbage that you paid $80 for, and you could give it to your wife, and you could say, this is real. What I do with jewelry is I give her something because it's impossible to estimate jewelry. I give it to her, and
no,
I say,
you know,
and here's the receipt.
And that's true. In jewelry, price does matter. Price matters in jewelry. But if you gave me, you know what? If you gave me a card that said, today, you know, aside from taking you out to dinner tonight, I'm going to go on a walk with the dogs for you, like you ask me to do every day. That
That would bring tears to my eyes.
This is the biggest lie of all.
Okay. You got it.
All right, good.
You got it. All right, spoiled girl.
All right, goodbye, sweetie.
No wonder your brothers and your sisters feel that way. Can you imagine this, growing up with this?
Yeah, the portrait was the first thing that really was the giveaway. I mean, that would be amazing that the portrait hung over her bed.
So you mean that Judy and Lee and Doug and Robbie, they didn't get a paid-for college education just because they didn't ask for it?
Well, with the older kids, they didn't have as much money then. And with the young, with Robbie, I think she didn't ask.
So if she'd asked, she would have gotten it.
Yeah, right. All you have to do is ask. You get a car, you get a trip to Europe, you get college education paid for.
Wow. Yeah, I'm telling you, she's spoiled. That's why the birthday is such a big deal. And that's why I can't simply give her something from the heart. Why?
But my mother never gave me expensive birthday presents.
What if she sent you to Europe?
Well, that was part of my education.
Oh, please. All right.
That's fine.
All right, goodbye.
I love you. You'll be singing another tune tomorrow.
All right, good.
You will.
All right, I'm excited.
Good.
All right.
Good. Goodbye.
But the price doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Right.
All right, bye, sweetie.
Sure, the price doesn't matter.
Bye.
Right. Bye-bye. A woman is a liar.
The price doesn't matter. Sounds like a book title.
You know, we should, Robbie, you should isolate that and put that on the tape for me. That is the biggest lie my wife has ever said on this show.
The price doesn't matter.
The price doesn't matter.
Sure.
Please.
Jesus Christ.
Mm. All she lives for is the price. So tomorrow will be an interesting day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if the price doesn't matter, how come we fight every month about the credit card statement? If the price doesn't matter.
You know what I was thinking of getting your wife for her birthday?
What?
A box of really, really good cigars. And then she'd say, I don't smoke cigars. I say, yeah, but you hate it when he buys too many. So then have her give you the cigars. I'm not going to do that. But
come on.
I just thought it would be a wonderful idea.
That would be a great idea, Mike.
I know.
That would be good. All right, hold on. We are up on a break when we come back. Oh, I got something good for you. That the old broad from the show Survivor.
Yes.
The ukulele lady.
Right. Oh, wonderful.
The lady they voted off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have her phone number. We have not contacted her yet. And
good.
I don't even know if she's going to be there, but we will place a call to her when we get right back.
Bill, they faced those demons before.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Sure have.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys. Don and Mike, you are awesome.
Right on. Thank you.
Hey, let me tell you what. You know what you need to do for your wife's birthday?
Cut her head off?
No.
What would OJ do?
You need to call Homo Joe or any homosexual friend that you know. Now, myself being a homo, you want to do the following for the wife. You want to give her flowers. You want to take her to dinner. You want to take her to a movie or the opera. Then you want to go home and you want to lay her.
You sound like a homosexual.
Are you gay?
Yes, I am, and I'm damn proud of it.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that at all, but I mean, it just...
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being straight either, okay? Some of my best friends are straight.
Thank you. I'll tell you right now, that doesn't sound all that unique, though.
What's the big deal?
Dinner in a movie is what it sounds like.
I will take her to dinner tomorrow night.
This is how you bring a tear to your woman's eye.
That might be how you bring a tear to a man who you want to bend over and ride like a donkey.
Well, I do that too.
Write a poem.
There you go. Mm-hmm. This shit brings tears to women's eyes.
Have you ever written your wife a poem?
Dear Frida, you loved me when I was skinny. You loved me when I'm fatter. No matter what you say, I know price does matter.
That would work.
Oh, that's sweet.
That would work.
Love your husband.
That's a good see. That would be good.
That would work.
All right, goodbye.
All right, take care.
Hey, speaking of homos, Homo Joe better get us those pictures from the beach house.
Yeah.
Where are the pictures I was supposed to see?
What's he doing? He was supposed to have them yesterday.
Right, I don't know.
That sounded like Biff Barnes there. Homo Joe, the pictures.
Homo Joe has all kinds of pictures, including nude pictures of the contestants from the beach house.
Hope they're more nudes of Flo.
But we have not seen them yet. We want to put them up on a website so we can share them with everybody. But Homo Joe has to get us the pictures first so we can download them.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I know what you're talking about your wife. My wife wasn't the youngest kid either, but they pretty much made her birthday into a national holiday.
Right.
If I don't wish her, happy birthday, then about the first 10 minutes of us waking up, she freaking cries.
Yeah, oh, I'm, trust me. That's it for me tomorrow morning.
And it's not just birthday. It's Christmas. It's Mother's Day. She made me mad on Mother's Day, and I told her it's just another holiday for doing your job. She didn't speak to me for 2 days.
Oh, well, that'll do it. That'll do it.
Thank you, my friend. Hello.
Another holiday doing your job.
Now, eat one. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I wanted to come down for the bikini contest.
You know, this is the most amazing contest we've done.
It is.
We have not even actively trolled for women. We just play a tape that says next Monday we're doing this third trimester bikini contest, and the girls keep calling.
Yeah, that tells me how good it is, what a great idea it is to do this, because I tell you, we have gotten really probably 12 unsolicited calls for this without even talking about it.
And we are going to take pictures of these girls in their bikinis, and we're going to post them on a website also.
Wonderful.
To start sharing some of the good stuff that happens on this show.
Very exciting.
So, listen, what is your name? Is it Patty?
Patty.
It's right here on my screen. Patty, where are you from?
Alexandria, Virginia.
How far along are you, Patty?
7 months.
Perfect.
And the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I knew you'd ask me that. It's a combination, and I know you don't even like these two people. It's sort of a Demi Moore kind of Marie Osmond sort of.
Well, I think that's a nice combination.
All right. You're wrong. I would do both of those
girls. Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. I don't know if you did me at this stage of my pregnancy, but...
No, probably not. Yes.
probably not.
You guys are probably the only ones who want to see me in a bikini.
I might, pity tuck you.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's the romantic.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's no better time. Because very soon...
Well, that is true.
Very soon they're going to deflate.
Absolutely.
They become, you know, raisin-like.
Sure.
Oh, gosh.
Patty, come up with a talent.
Okay.
For the talent portion, and we will see you here in your teeniest bikini next Monday.
Oh, gosh. Well, they're all teeny right now, so...
That's good, though. That's what most women are saying, and you're going to have good company down here when you come down for the third trimester...
Bikini contest.
Well, it's one of the few contests I could qualify for at this time.
All right, we'll see you Monday, Patty.
All righty.
Hold on a second.
Okay,
please.
Thanks.
One of our Time Life operators will help you. She's a little self-deprecating there, but I will tell you right now, all these women are calling, and they want to do it, and I think that's great.
Astounding.
It's a good prize. I mean, the first prize is a free trip to Los Angeles, courtesy of the Fight Club on DVD, but I don't think that's even why the girls are calling for it.
Yeah, so funny. I go back to that idiot that called. Hey, good prize. Have them on an airplane. Right after that, you're like, they're going to leave 5 minutes after the contest is over.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I suppose price doesn't count like size doesn't count, huh?
Yeah, buddy. Guy talk.
Yeah.
Men, we are men.
Right. Of course, price matters. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for the support. Okay, the girl from Survivor.
Oh,
before I get to that, there's some great stuff in the tabloids.
Okay.
Some shocking secrets about Stedman Graham.
Ah,
oh, no.
Stedman.
Here he is, right here. Picture Stedman Graham, you know, Mr. Oprah Winfrey.
Stedman's shocking secret.
Oh, Oprah. Oh, baby. Come out of the bathroom, Oprah. Stedman had a wife and a daughter, but never brought them home to meet his relatives because their skin was too dark.
Really?
Yeah, well, I'm reading this out of tabloid. Stedman is ashamed of his family because of their repeated inbreeding.
Oh, my God.
Two of Stedman's brothers, Jimmy and Darius, are retarded.
Because of the inbreeding?
Probably.
Okay.
Referring to Oprah, Stedman once told his sister he'd never marry that woman. Stedman was the target of a vicious gay rumor that Oprah caught him in bed with a male hairdresser.
Can it get any worse for this guy?
No. Ooh, honey. Stedman's family tree is a big, tangled mess. Says Carlton Jones, Stedman Graham's gay cousin.
His gay cousin there.
Oh, dear.
And where'd they find this guy? You know, all they have to do is find one guy.
And they have a picture here where they have the gay cousin draping a protective arm around the mentally retarded brother.
Wow. My God. They've gone to town on this one.
Jesus Christ. Let me see. There was lots of intermarriage in our family. We've produced folks who look as white as any white man, but we've produced many retarded kids.
Man.
And they marry, too. There are so many retarded people in our family tree.
Where did they get this guy?
First and second cousins got married to each other because this skin thing. They want everyone in the family to be light-skinned. Stedman's brothers, Jimmy and Darius, these are the retarded kids, were in special programs ever since they were kids.
They're very slow, Stedman's sister, Nakoma, told the reporter. They're so retarded they can't take care of themselves.
So now they have a sister and a cousin. All right, yes. so it's getting closer to the source here.
Added Carlton, who's the gay cousin.
The gay cousin.
Hell, Stedman's probably the only normal one in the family. He believed that there was no way he could sit Oprah down to dinner with this family and still hope to be her boyfriend.
Yeah.
His family doesn't approve of her because she's so dark-skinned.
Wow.
The same rule held true for Stedman's ex-wife, Glenda, who he married in Texas and has a daughter with. When Stedman was growing up, his parents wouldn't let him bring black friends home. His father would tell him, I don't want you to bring those black bastards into my house.
My God.
And he meant it. He's embarrassed by his family. This is the gay cousin talking about Stedman.
Right.
And he wouldn't be embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know, cousins doing cousins, making retarded kids.
Pretty amazing.
He's embarrassed by his family. He wants to separate himself from them. He left town and didn't come back. And in one of the visits he made back home recently, Stedman dropped a bombshell about his relationship to Oprah. According to Nakoma Stedman.
Now, who is Nakoma?
Nakoma Graham? Yeah, Nakoma Graham.
That's the sister.
Mm-hmm. Stedman's been home 6 or 7 times since he's been with Oprah. And he said, right here in this house, and said, I'm never going to marry that woman. Aha! Okay, then they talk about the romance was nearly torpedoed following rumors that she stabbed him after finding him in bed with her male hairdresser. Oprah was finally forced to deal with the issue on her talk show. It's vicious, malicious, it's a lie. No part of it is true. Blah, blah, blah. But
I guess that's
the latest on
Stedman. I see the picture of the cousin. I'd like to see the picture.
The gay cousin putting his arm around the mentally retarded brother.
Or Stedman.
See, the gay
cousin looks a little bit like Stedman. He really does. I mean, in fact, they look remarkably similar.
That might be the funniest article I've ever read.
This is incredible.
With a quote from the guy saying that... look on the left-hand side, Mike, for the quote about the retards in the family tree.
The inbreeding.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's about 3/4 of the way down.
Right.
You see it?
There's so many retarded people in our family tree. First and second cousins got married to each other because got this skin thing. They want everyone in the family to be light-skinned, and then they have pictures. They can't. I mean, I know these are tabloids.
Yes.
But the guy that's really setting himself up, I mean, if he's telling the... It's Carlton Jones, the gay cousin.
Yeah.
You know, if they're the facts, otherwise he'll probably sue the tabloids.
Listen, here's how we can get to the bottom of this. Stedman Graham's brother... One of his retarded brothers, Jimmy, Jimmy Graham, is on the phone with us right now.
Okay, very good.
Let's say hello to him. Hello?
Hold on.
Hello, Jimmy? Hello?
Jimmy, are you there? Do we have a Tom Gavin call?
Yes.
Unfortunately, he hung up before we could get him.
He's gone. He never has
that timing for us.
He probably hung up as soon as he heard the R word coming into the conversation. All right, so that's the latest on Stedman.
Very good.
Wow. Christ, that's funny. Okay, now the woman from Survivor, the woman who got
me kicked out.
Yeah, the lady with the ukulele who got kicked off last week, her name is Sonia Christopher.
Right.
And she was the first booted off the island.
Mm-hmm.
We have her phone number.
It'd be great if we got through, and it'd be even better if she gave us a little lowdown.
She was the Mrs. Howell of the group and was voted out when she was unable to keep up as they were trying to carry a raft ashore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if she's... Yes, hello, is Sonia there?
This is she.
Sonia, hi, this is the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us for a second?
I need to clear it with CBS.
Oh, but we work for CBS.
We're a CBS station here. We're part of the Mel Karmazin family.
Where are you, Adam?
We're based out of Washington, D.C., but we're on Westwood One, syndicated throughout the country.
I'm sorry. I really need to go through them, but I'll give you the number to call. I'll stand by even if you want.
Okay. Oh, that'd be great. Okay.
That'd be great. Hold on a second. Hold on. Robbie, get that number.
That's Sonia on line number 7.
Oh, good. She sounds like a very nice lady.
Very nice. I was rooting for her. Rob, tell her I was rooting for her. Rob, let me talk to her. Just give me the phone for a minute, and we'll talk to her on the air.
1 second.
But now, hey, Sonia, listen, you're not on the air right now. This is Don, one of the disc jockeys. You're not on the air, Sonia. I just wanted to say that they should have gotten rid of Rudy. But I thought that, you know, they should have kept you. Hold on just a moment, please.
It's good.
Well, you have to. You
have to clear it first.
See, I bet they've prepared them for. They have to do that because once they get off the island, they could ruin the whole show if they told the dirty little secret.
Except she seems so trustworthy,
right?
At least from what we saw on the show, that I doubt that she would say. Does she even know who's left? What did she say, Rob?
She'll wait for your call back. This is the lady at CBS.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We're going to call the lady at CBS.
Well, Sonia probably doesn't even know the outcome since she was voted off the island earlier.
That's right.
All right. We asked for Debbie. Sonia was very nice. I'd love the opportunity to chat with her.
She sounds like a really nice lady, and I'd love to get some behind the scenes.
Debbie Marcus.
Hi, Debbie. This is the Don and Mike show.
Uh-huh.
Do you mind going on the air with us for a second?
I'd prefer not to.
Okay. All right. Let's take Debbie off the air.
Please. Uh-huh. All right, Rob, she's on line 6.
Aye. Let's listen to this.
Hi, you're off the air now. Of course. Put on hold.
On hold. Aye.
Yeesh. Oh, boy. Doesn't the fact that we work for the same company get us any special treatment?
I don't know.
Apparently not.
I don't think Debbie knows that yet.
Well, why don't you just tell her that Mel's favorite radio show is on the line?
There you go. That's the way to do it, boy.
Mm-hmm. Tell her that we have a pet hawk that we've named Carmi.
Carmi, who subsists on precious metals.
Who survives strictly on a diet of cufflinks.
Carmi the hawk.
Has she picked up yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Hold on. Was it that way? Hold on.
Can you hold, please?
Oh, can you hold, please?
Nice.
She was nice.
If she was curt, it's because time was of the essence.
Very busy woman.
All right,
hold on. We'll take a call while we're waiting. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Quick question.
Yes.
Is pregnant sex the best sex? You ever heard of that?
I don't think it is.
You know, it's no difference between that?
I don't think I had sex with Frida past when she was maybe 5 months, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, might have been less than that. I don't.
I know you hear. People,
I don't. I'm not into that.
You know,
I know.
People will tell you that it's natural and stuff.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
But I always thought, you know, I'd be doing that like it, and I would bump into Bart or something.
I agree. I felt the same way.
You know what I mean?
Just, it's not. It oogied me out a lot.
Like, you know, I'd be tapping him on the shoulder with my penis or something.
Right.
Okay, that's all I wanted to clear up.
All right, so I don't think it's the best.
Oh, okay.
And you know, really, frankly, you're concerned about the. I was always concerned about the health of the kid. Really, I mean, I know it sounds stupid. Has nothing to do with that. It really wouldn't. I mean, doctors would tell you there is no chance that anything could happen right up into the last month. But I'll tell you, I always had this feeling of just that you're down
there.
Yeah,
your child's born with a black eye or something. Yeah. How my child get a black eye in the womb?
You're down there disrupting stuff. You know, and there's a very specific function that's for during that time.
I do want to tell you the best thing about being with a pregnant woman, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because the sex, if you stick to that rule where, like, you don't penetrate from 5 months on.
Right.
From 5 months until 9 months, the sex, it's all about you.
It's all about daddy.
It's all about you.
Absolutely.
Meaning that everything focuses on you.
Because frankly, the
your
woman,
release.
The woman is not all that interested during that time if she's like most women in that condition. But there is enough sympathy for daddy
that she'll, you know, do things that you'll find years later.
Absolutely.
She won't ever do again.
I couldn't agree with you more.
It's the best time.
Very exciting.
I would urge you to get as much sex as you can without having actual sex.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
While your wife is in this condition.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ready Go Cox.
Thank you.
You helped a man.
Robbie, what'd she say?
I'm trying to arrange an interview with her.
Okay. He's actually asking permission now.
Rob's tone would indicate that there is some degree of difficulty happening right now. We just want to talk to her for 5 seconds.
Take another call.
Hello, Rob, mention we had that producer on. We did a very nice interview with the producer.
Don and
Mike. Good point.
His name Burnett.
Right. Ask if she's heard of Mel.
Mark Burnett.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Carol. Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Rocky. Yeah, I'm one of those black bastards that came from over at Stedman's house.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I also wanted to say that 9 months sex is the greatest sex. My son has a little ashtray getting on the top of his head.
Oh,
okay.
Pretty good.
Oh, dear.
Jesus Christ, put an ashtray dent on his head.
Oh, my God.
All right, here's the update from Rob.
Charlie's speaking to her right now because I didn't know this. Charlie's dealt with her a lot in the past.
Oh, good. All right, well, then maybe we'll get her on.
Get a charmer.
Okay.
Listen, Charlie, to run in and tell us so soon about that.
Well, you know him. He loves it when we're out here dying.
I know her. Oh, no, guys. Just thought you guys were doing it on your own.
He loves
here he comes right now. There he is.
Here he comes. Day late, dollar short. Hi, Charlie.
I didn't even hear what you're talking about.
Okay. All right.
What did she say?
She had to call L.A.
She has to call L.A. to find out?
Uh-huh.
Aye, aye, aye.
What did I miss?
No, I just said that it was funny that you came running in right when they were doing that. You've dealt with this woman before?
Many times. That's how we booked the Survivor producer.
Ah. Huh. So did she say when they might get back to us?
No, she said, I got to call you in 10 minutes.
Call me in 10 minutes. Oh, very good.
All right, good. Well, tell me, we don't care who's left on the island or crap like that.
I know.
I just want to talk about the ukulele and about Rudy and about the guy with the Bible.
Okay.
And all that good stuff.
Okay, thank you, Charles.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, Charlie.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo, what's up, Don? What's up, Mike? What's going on?
Hey, buddy.
No, but I don't know what you're talking about, because when my baby mom was pregnant, she wanted it like every day, 5 or 6 times a day, and it got worse as she got farther along.
Well, I think there are probably some women like that, and there are probably women that feel differently.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, if you bang your wife hard while she's like 6, 7, 8 months into it, you're going to end up with like Stedman Graham's brother.
It's just not right.
Is that what
no, I think doctors would
do? Bruises on her back.
Derek, come on. We've done every joke. I already did the born with a black guy joke. The guy said his kid had the
ashtray dent
in his head.
I'll tell you right now, I think doctors would tell you there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Right?
No.
But it bothers the hell out of me.
It just grosses me out.
Really grosses me out.
Hello, Don, my show.
Hey, Don. I'm just calling to tell you about pregnant sex.
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's like effing and a BJ at the same time.
How could that possibly be?
Because you're effing your wife and you're getting a BJ from your kid.
Oh, you are the sickest. You are one. We have reached an all. Ladies and gentlemen, trace this call. We have reached an all time low.
Okay.
We have reached an all time low.
Okay.
That caller, it doesn't get any lower than that.
I'm sure it will. Right after
America's most cunning linguist, Don and Mike.
Hey, Slim Shady. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hey, my friend.
How you feeling today? Got nothing but love for y'all. Listen y'all every day now. I'm a faithful listener.
Thank you.
I want to be a judge in the pregnant patch, man.
Oh, no, you perv. We don't need a judge for the pregnant women.
Now, the guys are starting to come out of the woodwork now. Absolutely.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong with a little pregnant effervescence, man.
You will be able to get your jerk on. We will put pictures of all of the women on the web.
You're going to put them on the web.
Yes.
I'd rather be there and recognize the beauty up close in that hand.
I bet you would.
No. No way. Goodbye, you perv. Freaking perv. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I'd like to speak with Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're speaking with us. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Yes.
Hey, you know, I'm thinking these people on this island are doing it bass-ackwards. They should be voting off the strongest guy, so at the end of the competition, the only person left is a weak-old woman.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. But I mean, it has nothing to do with who the strongest is.
But then
is.
The weak-old woman would win $1 million, though.
I know, but if you were the last guy, oh, man, you could waste her in anything.
Yeah, but don't you understand that I don't think it's one way or the other. I think it's really how they get along and the camaraderie. That's where all the deception comes in.
It's not really so much being the last, because if you're the last one left on the island, I think, don't the other 15...
Vote on you.
Get to vote?
Exactly.
The last 7.
The last 7.
The last 7 what, Rob?
The last, when there's down to 2 people... The last vote is conducted by the last 7 that were on the island.
Oh, okay. So when it gets down to 9, then those 7 who are before the last 2 will vote between the last 2 people.
And that's where I think all of the real backstabbing is going to take place when they're down to 9 people then. That's going to be interesting.
All right, well, did that publicist ever talk to Broyhill? Are we going to get that old broad on the show?
She seemed really nice, and she seemed ready to go as soon as she got the nod from CBS.
She's just been browbeaten by CBS because CBS is so unaccustomed to having a television show that people are actually watching.
Yeah, that's the talk of television right now. And I'm sure that they're very paranoid about people, sour grapes, leaving the island and then revealing some of the, you know, some of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Hello.
Like the fact that the snakes were made out of plastic.
Like, for instance, I'm looking at the CBS schedule tonight.
Okay. What's on tonight?
I guarantee you there's not a line of people waiting to interview Judging Amy or Jag.
Jag.
Although, you know, that show Jag Off, I've never watched it, but the show manages like a one-its time slot.
Well, if you like Top Gun kind of stuff, it does feature enough of that to be interesting sometimes.
You know the network that's really just given up, though?
Which one?
It's NBC. Listen to this. You know what? It's a tie tonight on who's given up the most. Because ABC has Regis.
Right.
Okay. Then Dharma and Greg, Drew Carey, and NYPD Blue.
Pretty good lineup.
CBS has Jag Off, then 60 Minutes 2, then Judging Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Fox has Family Guy and the PJs.
Oh, good night.
NBC, though, NBC, giving up tonight. Suddenly Susan into Veronica's Closet.
Yay. Both canceled, by the way.
Yeah,
so
right.
They're throwing up two canceled shows saying, hey, what the hell?
They might as well just put on a test pattern tonight.
Exactly. Why don't they go with some classic sitcoms then?
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, my friend.
I got to tell you, when my wife was pregnant, we went to the hospital. It turned out to be false labor. The doctor prescribed us going home and doing it in order to induce labor.
Dr. Giggles.
Mike, I got to ask you a question.
Yes.
I love Luigi. I haven't heard Luigi in a long, long time.
You know, I'll do. Whenever we get a call that's legit, and that is, it has been a long time, I'll do that soon for you, sir, okay?
That cracks me up. Take care, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm trying to think whether that's legit. I think it might be. It's hard to think that a doctor would say, go home and make whoopee, but I think
go
maybe
home and bang her hard.
That might be really something. But, boy, can you imagine that? I mean, your wife's out to hear and say, go. I just don't like doing it in that situation.
Right. You have to, like, watch some porno or something.
Not like hundreds of our listeners that are calling, you know.
Thousands of our listeners.
Even strangers, you know.
Millions of our listeners.
Amazing.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. You just got to remember one thing. The Family Guy and PJ tonight, it's all new.
Yeah, does it matter? Like, you know, I could make you a bowel movement right now, and that would be all new.
Is
because
Family Guy the one with the little baby that talks with Kelsey Grammer accent?
Yeah. Yes, because I haven't crapped it out before. It would be an all-new bowel movement.
A brand-new stool.
Right, but listen, crap is crap. BM is BM. The Family Guy, the PJs, Veronica's Closet, Suddenly Susan. These are the bowel movements of network television.
It's true.
They truly are. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how are you doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Mike, as a father of two daughters,
yes.
I'm sure you're familiar with the little kitty tapes that you have to listen to keep your kids happy.
The little, you mean like in the car?
In the car. Yes, this is Don and Mike. Anyway, I have gotten my 2.5-year-old into listening to Mike's show.
Right.
Every
just
time I turn it on, she screams in it. She heard you hipsters talking about apple juice and started saying, Don and Mike, they drink apple juice like me. So I figured I'd call and see if you wanted to put her on the air and say hello to you.
Yeah, sure, put her on.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
We practice this. Hold on. Say hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, honey. What's your name, honey?
I'm only the baby.
How old are you?
2.5.
2.5.
Wow.
Well, you can come down here in 15 and
bye-bye.
A half.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a smart father right there. Whisked his daughter right
here
off the phone.
I'm back.
Dom was just saying she can come down in 15 and a half years.
And take her shirt off for us.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Every father's nightmare.
Goodbye. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's up?
Hey, my friend. What's up with you?
Nothing much. Just wanted to say about for the survivors, if it was the women, keep the guys almost to the end, to there's like a few more days left, then bump them off.
Everybody's got a theory on how this works, but I really
that's why the show is going to be a smash, because everybody's got a theory about that stupid show.
Well, because if there's a lot of physical activity they have to do, that the lifting and stuff like that, use the men.
I still think that, you know, I know it's going to be a hit show, and I know it's going to be successful, but the show would have been much more intriguing if they used supermodels. Only supermodels.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Someday.
That's what you think about everything, show. That's what you,
think
about Sex in the City.
Absolutely. You super funny. You know, you're absolutely right.
That is your answer to every problem with the TV show.
The show Oz. Supermodel prison.
Oz with supermodels. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. How you gentlemen doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I'd like to beg Mike to do Luigi also.
Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry. I mean, you know, it's fine. I'll do that, I promise.
Stop begging.
Just speaking with a gentleman this morning that just started listening to you folks, and I said, hey, wait till you hear Luigi.
Wait till you hear Luigi.
It's beneath you to beg, sir.
You know what Luigi needs?
What?
Supermodels.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hey.
Looky here. Well, my wife was pregnant. She used to like a good stab in the ass. She said that took her took the pressure off of her stomach and her innards.
Oh boy! I've never heard. You know, I've heard it referred to a lot of ways.
Yeah, that's right.
That is perhaps the most delicate and romantic way I've ever heard that referred to.
We've got a true American poet on the line here.
Honey, how would you like a nice stab in the ass?
Oh God!
It would really help my innards.
Oh God!
If you would give me a nice stab in the ass.
Yeah, it's nice to know when you know when they're doing their own home remedy.
Jesus. Well, doctor prescribed it.
Yeah, stab in the ass.
Stab in the ass.
Yeah.
Don and Mike, hello.
If only I could have known what buying a tanning bed on eBay would do to my life, I could have done something about it.
If only I would have known.
If only I would have known and seen what people would do when you didn't know where they were or who they were.
Hey, what is the Broyhill extension?
467.
Okay. Been over 10 minutes now.
Wrong line.
Oops, wrong line. Charles Broyhill has made his way into the studio.
Here he is. I'm calling him right now. Here he is. Hello.
Have you got an answer?
Oh, come on. Did you talk to the lady?
No, all I've received is voicemail, or reached is her voicemail.
Mm. Why don't we just call Sonia and tell her that the lady said it was okay? Why?
I don't think you should.
Why?
Is this going to be a lady who's going to
I'm just telling you,
future?
I don't think you should. I can't stop you from that.
Do we get that many great guests from CBS?
I mean, when we go out there to Los Angeles.
I don't think we're doing that anymore.
We're not doing that anymore?
No.
I like going out to L.A.
I know, but then buy a plane ticket and go.
We're not going to go out to Los Angeles anymore?
No. Don't you think we've gotten about everything we can get out of there?
There'll be new sitcoms with new stars like Leah who'll come along and be our friends.
No, listen.
They're the same publicist.
They all suck. All those stars that they have all suck.
You're going to miss Bette Midler.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, you just made the argument, Buzz. Thank you very much. I'll miss that flight.
No, okay, he's kidding about
that. We won't get to see Bob either.
Who's Bob?
Barker.
Bob Barker, right.
Right.
Well, we only got to see him that one time. He'd probably be dead anyway. He's like Bob Hope.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Hey, what's that I read about Bob Hope today?
Oh.
Like, this is supposed to give us such great hope. No
Tell
pun intended.
Him I'm winning. Tell him I'm winning.
Bob Hope had a butterscotch candy yesterday.
There you go, man.
Right, so that's the sign to America that Bob Hope is on the road to Wellville.
And about 4 hours later, he finished it.
What?
Hey, I got a little more saliva than this candy.
Well, I don't know why we just don't call this survivor lady and just have CBS said it's okay, because we won't ask her who is left on the island, right?
Right. Okay. Probably if you just called her directly, she'd ask for the passcode. Yeah, what's the secret password?
I'm sure we just called and said, listen, the publicist, Debbie, said it was okay. Talk to us. You know, what are they going to do to us? Hello, Don and Mike show.
You guys can keep talking. I just like hearing you talk. You guys make me so horny.
You've called before.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
Same guy called yesterday.
Right.
Baby.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
God, you're gross.
God.
Oh, my God. I'm so hot right now.
Stop it.
Okay.
God. I can't control myself.
No.
Everywhere.
No.
Oh, God.
Oh. You're a trooper, you. You are a trooper.
Baby.
I know. Yeah, funny is funny.
I know. You're a trooper. Ooh. Good for you.
Give it to me, Don.
All right, that's not funny. There, now he hit the button. That's where I draw the line.
Oh,
Right. All right, so, you know, we're going to have a conference about just calling this old broad from Survivor and just lying to her and telling her that the publicist said that it was okay to talk to her. What the hell? You know, it'll be a 5-minute interview. We'll say, how were you when you got off the island? We love the ukulele.
I don't know.
I know, don't have it. Touchstones right there.
I don't know, Don.
Not today, Don.
Not today, Don.
Let's just clear these lines out. Get a call 100. Secret sound game right now. 877-365-3636.
Kind of like a 5-foot fecal coil of comedy. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get a caller 100 right now. Hello there. The Don and Mike Show.
Yo,
who's this?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Where are you from?
I am Meta Vista.
Where is that?
It's by Auburn, Sacramento, California. Listen to you on KHBK.
Beautiful. You've won a DVD copy of Fight Club, now available on a 2-disc DVD. Very cool with behind-the-scenes stuff and outtakes. And that is Fight Club, now available on DVD. Are you ready to go for the big box?
Right on, and I am.
Okay, secret sound number 3 on the line. We'll play it for you. A common everyday sound.
All right.
Play you the sound. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer till Mike sings like.
H squared.
And we wish you
good speed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. And that is maybe, of all of the sounds we've had, wouldn't you agree? That's the most common?
Yeah.
A sound that everybody hears at one time or another.
Yes! Yes!
And a sound that can be heard in many different rooms of your home. What is the sound?
I've heard it about 15 times. The best thing I could come up with that I didn't hear yet would be the sound of a briefcase latch.
We're sorry.
For the record, we're never going to have a briefcase opening or closing,
good,
and we're never going to have a staple gun.
You've been guessed more than any other guest.
No. I appreciate it.
Absolutely not. Thank you, though.
Thank
remember,
you, buddy.
Every guest is a clue for you.
You
know, I'm just going to call this lady and tell her that CBS said it was okay.
Okay?
I mean, what the hell? What?
The H-E double toothpicks.
Talked to her for 3 goddamn minutes on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Very brief period of time.
What was the lady's name, Rob? Was it
Sonia.
Debbie?
Sonia.
No, the publicist.
Debbie.
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 Well, now she's hiding from us.
Oh, no.
She's crawled into the root cellar now.
She's down there waiting for the tornado. For the twister.
Hello?
Hey, Sonia.
Yes?
Don and Mike again. Do you mind?
Yeah?
Do you mind going on the air with us? We talked to Debbie.
And what did she say?
She said it's a go.
She did?
Yeah.
Usually, is she on the line?
Do you need to speak to her?
Well, hang on. I'm on it. Yeah, she's supposed to clear it for me.
Oh, well. She said it's a go. You know, we're seeing...
She said it's a go? Okay, yeah. Hang on just a minute. I'll get rid of this call.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, good.
What the hell?
So, we'll talk to the old lady for 2 minutes.
That's right.
We won't ask her anything like who's left on the island.
I don't think there'll be any fallout from this.
Please. Will you do fire us? Please. You'll be doing us a favor.
We're promoting the show.
Right.
Not trying to get any secrets.
No. What does that mean? Does that mean we're not going to get an interview now with Judging Amy? Hi, listen, Sonia, want to say love you on that show, Survivor.
Let's give Sonia a nice round of applause.
Really, really loved you. Loved your ukulele playing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought maybe that's why they kicked me off, do you think?
What do you think the real reason is that they kicked you off, Sonia?
Oh, it's real apparent. I was the weakest link at that point in terms of the physical part at that point. I mean, I think if I hadn't fallen, I wouldn't have been kicked off, and certainly that's what one of the other survivors said. But, you know, at that point in our trying to survive, winning those immunity challenges was just paramount.
Well, I thought that you were terribly, terribly, unfortunately, you were cut back because of that, because they had cameras under the water. So
uh-huh.
You could see when they were pushing this gigantic raft towards the shore,
right,
that Sonia tripped for a moment, and right away the camera zoomed in on that, and the announcer started saying, well, this could be bad for Sonia. I mean,
right.
Any one of them could have fallen down.
Sure,
Sonia.
It could happen to anybody.
Well, right. You know what, my experience of that was, and it was a horrible moment because I played enough sports that I don't like to lose, and I knew it was so critical for our team. But after, when we were going back to our beach, I said to my tribe mates, I'm really sorry, you guys, I blew it for us or something. And, you know, there was such a peace and a calmness on everybody's face, almost loving, you know. And I knew then that I had made a decision for the tribe, you know.
And that's awfully cool for you to do that. I think that probably did make it easier for them, and they kind of got the, you know, if you hadn't said anything, it would have been probably a little more difficult for them to make you the first person they kicked out.
That's what the psychologist said, that I invited them to vote me off. But I thought about it, and that's who I am. I believe in taking responsibility for...
Oh, you're very sweet. I was really taken to the ukulele playing, and I was saying when they were announcing that they thought you might get bumped because you fell down during that raft. That That's unfortunate. God, do I hate that guy, Rudy. I really do. I mean,
and he's a piece of work, all right.
We're not, you know, we are certainly not going to ask you who is left and if you know how the show ends. We just wanted to say hi and say that, really, of all the people, you were the favorite.
Hey.
You were the favorite, and they axed you right in the first week.
Yeah. There must be a feeling of relief a little bit, too, right? There was a little relief with you?
Yeah, when I got back into, a roof over my head and got to eat and stuff, I realized, wow, what an ordeal that had been.
Hey, Sonia, one last thing. All the rats and stuff like that, is that really all legit?
Oh, yeah. You mean the paddling into the shore for 2 hours and all that?
Yeah, and, well, you know, they had all the, there were rats and snakes that were,
oh,
like...
Oh, the rat. I'm sorry, I thought you said rat.
No. You know, all of the life on the island there. All
poisonous snakes and spiders and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there were all those things. Of course, you're seeing, they weren't there all the time, you know, every 3 minutes like it comes on TV. But they were certainly there, yeah. And especially, the rats would come out at night.
So do you have any particular phobias, like of spiders? Or of rats or any of that kind of stuff?
No, none. Huh.
Were you at any time aware that while you were sleeping on the ground and eating rocks and eating plant life, that CBS was flying in thousands of Big Macs for the people who work on the show? They really did. They airlifted in McDonald's food for them.
They did?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes,
well,
they did.
You know, those camera guys and some people and gals worked really hard, too. I mean, they were out there in the same 100-degree heat and humidity we were, but they had to slip around these big old heavy cameras, and I know they had a lot of problems with the sand and the moisture, and so it wasn't an easy job for them either. But of course they did get to go back and eat and shower.
Is there anything you would have done differently now if you had a chance to do it all over again?
I would have soaked my feet in salt brine or something for 3 months before I left. I would have toughened them up.
Uh-huh.
I would have taken a smaller ukulele, not the bigger one.
That's great.
And if I wanted to win, I would have asserted myself more. This Toggy tribe is a very gregarious, very talkative group, and a lot of Indians and no chiefs, and so I just hung back. I knew they'd find out who I was. But they did, you know, it went so fast that I think if I were really savvy about it, I would have let them know more who I was and what I could do. But I just thought I'd, you know, let them make their mistakes and they'd come around.
And listen, one last thing, we'll let you go. Are you surprised by all of this pub that you're getting, that because you were the first one off the island, that, I mean, I know that there's a thing about you, and it was in People Magazine this week, and obviously you're being deluged for interviews and stuff. Are you being stopped on the street by people?
No, nobody recognizes me, really. I wear glasses now on the street, and a lot of my interviews were done without them, or people will smile, you know, in a friendly way, and it's like they may think they know me, but they don't know from where.
Okay, gotcha. Well, listen, Sonia, thank you for talking to us. You were the favorite. I mean, I'm so sad that they canned you.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
That's a nice consolation prize.
Thank you for talking to us, Sonia.
You bet.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
There you go. Bye-bye. See? Let them get mad about that.
Right.
They will.
No, and they will.
Yeah,
I guarantee.
You know they will.
We'll have a meeting tomorrow. You know, how dare you?
Yeah, that's you know, that's the big trade secrets that we reveal. We just talked to a very nice lady.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they had a telethon on the local affiliate over the weekend when they did the rebroadcast of Survivor, so I still...
Channel 9 not, here in D.C. is the stupidest TV station in the world.
Yeah, and I really wanted to see it, I couldn't. And
when they re-ran Survivor on Saturday night, they didn't run it here in D.C. because they had, like, an Easter Seals telethon or something
and
like
now
that.
And now I'm looking forward to, you know, getting up to speed this coming Wednesday night when it's back on.
Nationwide, it got very big ratings, even on Saturday night during the rerun.
Oh, there she is.
I didn't mind watching Andrea Rowan, though.
That is
big fun.
Sure. That is Sonia, the ukulele lady.
Okay?
There you go.
That's it.
Don and Mike Show exclusive. Only an exclusive because CBS makes it so goddamn impossible to interview anybody. And listen, you know, well, I won't even, never mind.
Hey,
I got
you know,
more to say on that, but just,
yeah. And I don't want to get anybody mad either, but we called the lady. I'll get back to you, you know, in a few minutes. And it was 10 minutes, and we waited 10 minutes.
Right, like it's some goddamn government secret to talk to Sonia from Survivor.
Right, exactly.
Please. We handled it beautifully.
Total little fib.
She's a very nice lady. Well, listen, sometimes lying is good for a relationship. You got to do what you got to do. Thank you, Sonia. Thank you.
Yeah.
Please, hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh,
that was nice.
That was the lady from CBS.
Thank you. Hello, hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi, and you know, and if that's going to be the threat, and that will be the threat, well, you won't have anybody from CBS on. I can live without that. We've managed to live without Walker Texas Ranger on this show. God knows how we've managed to do
sure.
it. You know, we managed to struggle through without, God, I can't even think of another CBS show.
Tyne Daly.
Yeah, right. Well, she's judging Amy.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Amy Brenneman, of course.
Yeah, right.
This is really going to blow the Sammo Hung piece.
Yeah, that's right.
Sammo.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, I just want to apologize for my brother. He came on the air talking about he want to be a judge in a pregnant pageant.
That's your brother?
Yes, he's a nutty. Just got released from St. Elizabeth sometime this week.
Now, is he related to Stedman Graham?
Hey, get away from me, man. Stop playing.
Sorry.
Oh, there they go again. They're fighting. The brothers are fighting.
The brothers Graham. The retarded Graham boys.
The Graham boys calling in.
Hello. The Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hi, turn your radio down, please.
It's off. Okay.
Thank you.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Great. I was calling to ask you guys a question. Do you ever listen to the Howard Stern show?
No.
You do not?
No.
Now, we're usually sleeping at that time.
Oh, okay. I was just going to see how you guys compare to that and also ask if you take all of your material from his show or not.
No, we take all of our material from people that call and have the radio turned up too loud and then
right.
ask three times how we're doing before they're bright enough to get to the point.
And I'm sure that Howard Stern spent most of his show today taking live, unscripted telephone calls, talking to his wife about her birthday. Oh, that's right.
That you stole that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. He's divorced.
About the things you bring up are all from his show or something.
Like what? Give me an example.
An example would be the thing that he talked about 4 days ago that came out about Stedman and Oprah Winfrey.
That's in a tabloid, you douchebag. A tabloid story.
About it 4 days ago, and said the exact same kind of comment that you made that 10 million people heard, and you said
you
the
know,
exact same thing.
Can I tell you something? One of the things that's important to differentiate between all radio shows is that we are all basically in the same business, doing the same things here. And you know, if people are entertained by both shows, that's fine with us.
No,
that's the way
the
it goes.
I think it's hilarious.
I think you're a dick.
Thanks.
I think you're a friggin' dick. You can just go ahead and die.
Oh,
how dare you say we steal from that bastard?
Now, that would be a ratings grabber right now if he decided to die right now on the phone.
All right, listen.
It would certainly be interesting, I guess.
Tabloids are fodder for every radio show, and for every lame example that you give me like that, I'll give you one back, or I'm sure there's something that we've done on this show. I'll give you one right here. Have you heard of a guy named Mr. Methane?
Mr. who?
Mr. Methane?
The guy that farts on the air?
Of course not.
Okay, no, you haven't heard about that. But that's a guy that we had on our show.
I never heard Howard Stern do it either, though. So.
Well, then you need...
I wasn't saying that your show is horrible. I was just saying a lot of the stuff you guys talk about.
And I would tell you that I could say right back to you, a lot of the stuff that we do is also done by him and done by many other people.
And really, a lot of times when you hear other people do something that you've heard on another radio show, it has nothing to do with stealing ideas or not coming up with your own ideas. It has everything to do with when one show gets to it and another show doesn't. That's what that's all about.
Okay. I was just curious because I just heard like about this week in particular. I've heard some of the things I can't think of any of them off the top of my head.
Well, you know, when you can't think of it off the top of your head.
I was annoyed by the one you talked about because he talked about it for about 25 minutes.
Talk about what?
About the whole Stedman and Oprah Winfrey thing.
It's in the tabloid. It's a story in the tabloid. We read a story out of a tabloid.
It's news. It's
okay.
Basically news.
Joe?
Nobody has anything, any corner on news of the day or stories that are interesting to the listeners. Nobody has exclusive rights to that. You know, and it's not like we check everything before we do it to make sure there are no other shows talking about it. I mean, with news stories of the day, you've got every show on many occasions talking about something that's a particularly interesting news-making event. That happens.
Yeah.
So beyond something like that, I'm saying give me another example. And all you can say is...
What about the Joe thing last week? Like,
The what thing?
The Joe thing.
The what?
The Joe thing.
This guy, he's so challenged.
It's difficult to even...
The Joe thing?
Yeah, it was last week. It was
No. You know what he's going to do? He wants to do that. That's old news.
And I'm going to get your phone number, you son of a bitch, and put it on a website. Because that's the only reason you called is to be a Joe Mama caller.
You guys got me. All right.
And listen, you rat, you're the first. You're the first guy that's going to have his phone number put on a website
that's
for
fine.
6 million people to call and harass.
That's
I'm,
fine.
Like I
no,
said last week, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of douchebags like this.
More fun on my web show than on your radio show.
Pardon me?
People will have more fun going and on my phone line than they will on your radio show.
What is your problem? What is your... Where does it come from?
Where does it come from?
Yes, where does your bitterness
and
your anger...
Don't answer a question with a question.
Like, the only radio station I really get is this one for some reason, and...
For some reason, you can't pick up any other radio station.
No, I drive... I'm in a weird position. I go between Baltimore and D.C., and they come in for some part...
And you've called us before. Now I always remember these guys, too. You've called us before.
You know, you're another guy that listens...
I've never called you.
Yes, you have.
You're another guy who calls
the
show...
As a matter of fact, this is the first time I've ever called a radio station before.
Right, sure.
At least you can take some honor in that I called
you. No.
Well, we take no honor in that. And make up your mind. I thought you said you love the show. Now you say you don't.
I'm just giving you a little hard time. I do.
Why? Well, then my question is why. It is pleasure for you.
It is. It's funny.
And it's going to be pleasure for me to put your number on a website where you will
That's
be
fine.
Able to get called by people from around the country who think you're a jerk.
Ah. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, he hit a tree.
Oh. God, we can only hope, Buzz.
You think that may have happened? Wouldn't that be special?
Only hope.
There
we are getting all ready for the Howard Stern argument, and as it turns out, it's just a guy who wants to be a goddamn Joe Mama caller.
Absolutely. He has called before, too, many times.
We've got his number.
So he's that same little, hey, you know.
And the frustration, let's be honest, the reason I was asking him, where does it come from? Where does the anger come from? The anger comes from taking his morning shower and looking down and seeing something that really ought to be looked at under a microscope. That is where the anger comes from.
It's teeny weeny.
It's the small penis. Syndrome.
Oh, that's all right. He's the first. If we ever get our heads out of our ass, we get this website up.
Right.
Well, we got to get Joe's pictures first so we have something to put on the website.
Absolutely.
Along with the wall of fame, where we're going to put the wall of shame, where we're going to put various joke phone numbers where you can call to hear recorded jokes of the day, if you get what I'm saying.
Right. But maybe we could put the picture that David Heinlein showed me in his office on there.
What does he have on his computer?
Janet Reno, you know, it's the old disembodied head put on another body, and it's on the body of a she-male.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy. Hi, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to know if you guys have seen this month's Playboy. There's a Carson Daly article on the magazine. And he talks about him being a DJ.
Carson Daly used to be, he was a DJ on KROQ in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's hilarious. There's a quote in here. It's page 143. He says, if you're drug-free and you show up to do your shift every day, you're a god in radio. You'll be program director.
If you're drug-free.
If you're drug-free and you show up to work every day, you'll be program director.
No, he's
That's
got that
why
wrong.
I
he's
up so fast.
He's backwards on that one.
No, if you're totally and completely incompetent,
you become a program director.
That's right. Drug-free, it's fine if that's included in it, but you just have to demonstrate your incompetence.
If you know nothing about radio,
right.
That's how you become a program director.
It's great. You got to read this article that's got his big fat face in there.
I think it's funny that this is a guy who's actually reading the articles in Playboy.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, who would have believed this?
Right. Hey, love the show, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
And I think you and I both have worked for tremendously incompetent drug addicts over the years.
Yes, we have. Who have happened to be our program directors.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm not going to name any names.
I know, but we could.
But he used to use the DJ name Bobby Q. And we once saw him on his knees at a function begging for drugs.
Yes, there you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I just want to let you know that the Survivor series is a spinoff.
Well, it's not a spinoff. It's a ripoff of some Swedish or Dutch show.
Right.
No, it's a... They flew a group of soccer players up in the Andes years ago.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Did you see a commercial they did off of that?
Okay, I'll tell you.
It's what's for dinner.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. wouldn't that be a ratings grabber if there was indeed cannibalism on the Survivor Series? You know, we didn't vote her off the island. We barbecued her.
If that's the case, no one would eat Sonya. I mean, I don't care how hungry you are. There's no way you'd eat that lady.
Well, you can eat an old shoe if you have to.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Yes, sir.
Hi, please, for the love of Christ our Savior, turn your radio down.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Is it true that Tim Williams is the voice of Louie on the Budweiser commercial?
It's Tim McWilliams.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And we have been asked that before.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, thank you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
I don't know, Louie. I don't know.
Boy, I'm hungry. Maybe I'll go to Donald's to get something to eat.
No, don't go there.
Hello.
Oh, man.
Don and my show. I love that great guy who used to play for the Chicago Bears, Jim Mann. And, of course, Johnny's sidekick, Ed Mann.
Ed Mann.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
I want to call you and tell you thank you very much for a prize I won from you.
I just was going to mention my favorite movie. The old version of The Getaway with Steve Queen.
Thank you.
You actually received a prize from us?
I actually received a prize.
Wow. That's amazing. What was the prize?
The DVD, portable DVD player.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm amazed.
This thing is cool as hell.
Okay, glad you like it. Thank you for calling and telling us you actually received the prize from
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. Can I ask Mike a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Were you on the river Saturday?
Was I on the river Saturday?
Yes, sir.
I was in a van down by the river Saturday. Okay. Not actually on the river. I was in a van down there.
Okay, right. I thought I saw you on the river Saturday.
No, that's okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
You can always tell when I've had a really good weekend. I'm still trying to remember where I was Saturday.
You might have been on the river.
I could have been on the river, you know, in a big inner tube. Hi, everybody!
Clear these lines out. Let's try to give away some money. About $50 a crack. It's been a long time since we've played that game. It's all relative.
It's all relative.
With brothers and sisters.
Right.
You know where we call your brother or your sister, and if they can answer three questions about you that invariably include sex in the no-no spot.
That's correct.
Then we'll give you a $50 if you get all three correct. If you want to play the game, just be a brother or a sister and have a phone number where your brother or your sister is at right now.
That's why we call the game It's All Relative. We find out just how much you know about those closest to you.
Okay, and it works with brothers and brothers or sisters and sisters, but with the lineup we like the best is when a brother plays with a sister or when a sister plays with a brother.
Absolutely.
Like they did in the Graham family. So call right now. Okay, so It's All Relative is next at 877-365-3636.
It's where opinions are like cowboy hats. The Don and Mike Show.
Correct. Yeah. Tomorrow on this show, it'll be my wife's birthday party.
It'll be a wonderful day.
And as she's requested, no strippers.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
So no strippers tomorrow.
Good.
That's a promise. Let's go to calls right now. We're going to play It's All Relative.
I love this game.
And also, hopefully by tomorrow, Homo Joe will get those goddamn beach house pictures here.
Right.
And we'll be able to post them on our new website along with the Hall of Shame phone numbers. And please remind me that tomorrow we have to start filling up buses of crazy, kooky Don and Mike Show listeners to go to Amusement Park King's Dominion.
And we have to pick a leader.
Yes, we got to pick a captain.
That's right.
And the choices are going to be
right.
Dennis Murphy,
mm-hmm.
Homo Joe,
right.
Timmy Olbibene, if he can get off work for the day,
okay. Yeah.
And wild card John Kim. Those are going to be the four choices. We're going to leave it up to you, our wonderful listeners, to vote on who's going to be the captain for the next road trip.
Wonderful.
Okay, let's get to It's All Relative right now. You want to start with a guy or a girl?
Start with a girl.
All right, then let's go to Marion.
Marion?
Maid Marion.
The librarian.
Hi. Hi, Marion.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing great. And Marion, you are calling from Fredneck, Maryland?
From Frederick, right.
Fredneck, Maryland, right. And we are going to be calling, your brother Joe, who lives in Philly.
Right.
Okay, beautiful. How old are you and how old is your brother?
I'm 28 and he's 30.
Ah, good, okay. Close age.
Are either of you guys married?
I am and he isn't. He's divorced.
He is divorced.
Right.
Okay, interesting.
Marion, let me ask you, have you ever had no-no sex?
No.
You have not? Do you think your brother has? Do you know if he has?
Yes, or no.
You don't think he has?
To him or to someone else?
No, and we know he hasn't been on the receiving end. Well,
maybe he has.
He has, you know. But you don't think he's ever been the donor?
No, I think he probably has.
Oh, he has.
I think he has had it.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
All right, then let's start with these questions. Marion, now we're talking about you.
Okay.
Marion, if you had to make love to one of your blood relatives, who would you make love to? If you had to pull a Stedman Graham family tree, who would you make love to?
Who would I...
All right, would you like an easier one?
Yeah.
If you had to perform oral sex on a blood relative, who would you perform oral sex on?
Blood relative? I get the only relative I have is my brother. That's a man. That's not my father.
What about cousins or something like that?
Yeah, they're blood relatives.
Cousins, uncles. It could be aunts.
Male or female.
Could be male or female.
Yes. Who would you perform oral sex on?
I'm drawing a blank. I would just say, okay, I would say...
Okay. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry. Let's go to Kimberly now. Kimberly. Hello, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi, Kimberly. Where are you calling from?
Strasburg, Virginia.
Beautiful. Oh, and I see we're going to be... If you can make it through these incredibly tough questions...
Right.
You will be calling your twin sister, Christy.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful.
Ah, a twin. Fantastic.
Tell us about you and your sister. How old are you girls?
We're both 28.
28. Either of you married?
We're both married.
How long have you and how long is she?
Actually, Thursday will be my 10-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And I believe she's been married 8 years.
Oh, so you got married pretty close, too. That's great.
So you're both good girls, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you had to perform oral sex on any member, a blood relative, who would you perform oral on?
Boy, that's a tough choice, but...
I know, so many.
So many nice opportunities.
Actually, I wouldn't say that, but... it's really sick to say, but it would have to be my cousin Jimmy.
Jimmy, cousin Jimmy.
Thank you for coming up with an answer immediately. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Mike.
Of all of your relatives, and you can include, you know, if they're blood relatives, all of them, who is the one individual you would be embarrassed to go out with? To really just be seen with in public.
I hope it's not cousin Jimmy, since you'd like... Well, not that you would like, but...
That would be pretty twisted. Who? You know, let me put it this way. Of all of your family members, who, in your opinion, is the family embarrassment?
That's a much better way to put that question.
Thank you.
So you're saying male or female?
Yeah, it can be male or female. Who is the family embarrassment?
Okay, she's not really that bad, but I would have to say my older sister.
And her name is?
Tanya.
Tanya.
Tanya. And why is she the embarrassment?
Just because she's a little more different than the rest of the family.
Very good.
Okay. This is not the question. I'm just doing some research here. Have you ever had no-no sex?
No.
Do you think your sister has?
I don't think so, but I wouldn't be surprised if she hadn't tried it at least once.
Oh,
really? How many men do you think your sister's been with?
Just one.
Just one?
And you think they've tried it?
Yes.
How many men have you been with?
Just one.
Wow.
Just one. Wow.
Saint Kimberly.
We're both with our high school sweetheart, so...
You know, I'll go with the no-no thing, then.
No, you say that Christy's probably done it once.
Once is all it takes.
I hesitate to say once.
Once is all it takes, Mike. To taint.
Yes, that's true.
To taint.
To taint. It's pretty close to the taint.
Okay, hold on, please, Kimberly. We're going to be calling Christy right now, your twin sister.
Okay.
Hold on a sec.
Kimberly's answers were she most thinks that she would like to perform oral on her cousin Jimmy. Kimberly considers the family embarrassment to be Tonya. And Kimberly thinks that Christy's done it once in the no-no.
Help does not accept anonymous calls.
Oh, please. I love anonymous calls.
I was going to say, Kimberly, for question three, thinks that Christy has done it once in the no-no spot.
We should just say yes or no, because she said the yes and she's done it.
Yes.
Somehow that makes the question sound better.
Yeah. A little more palatable.
All right, calling Christy right now, the twin sister. Twin sister of Kimberly. I hope she's there, because Kimberly gave us good answers.
Very good answers. She didn't labor over them like young Marion, who struggled to come up with any answers for us.
She's not there.
Hello?
Oh, she is. Hello, is this Christy?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Christy. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us? We have your twin sister on the phone.
Sure.
And here she is right now. Kimberly, line three. Hello, Kimberly?
Yes.
Okay, is this your sister?
Yes, it is.
Beautiful. And the girls are together. Listen to, can you feel the love here?
Absolutely. They're, you know, the same cell. Of course they love each other.
Now, Christy, we've had your sister Kimberly answer a couple of questions about your family.
Okay.
And if you can match her answers, we're going to give her $50.
Okay.
Okay? So, Christy, you're not answering this question for what you think, but what Kimberly thought, okay?
Yeah, she gave us, Kimberly gave us her answer to this question.
We asked Kimberly, your sister, we asked her, if she had to perform oral sex on a blood relative in your family, who would she perform oral sex on? And she came up with a with an answer rather quickly.
Jimmy!
That's right, cousin Jimmy.
All right, way to go, Christy.
Would he be your choice also, Christy?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Okay. Lucky Jimmy.
All right, here's your next question.
The next question for you, Christy. I asked Kimberly, who does she consider the family embarrassment?
Tanya?
Oh, wow.
Tanya. No delay.
Now listen, honey, are you listening to the show today?
I was, yeah.
Oh, did you hear all the answers already?
Oh, no, this was like at maybe 4 o'clock.
Oh, it's 4 o'clock. Okay, okay. I believe her.
All right. All right, then if you get this one right, your sister wins the $50. That's amazing that she... Why do you think Tonya is the family embarrassment, Christy?
I don't want to go into that.
You don't want to go into it.
Please?
No.
Please? A little bit?
For us.
Kim, why is Tonya the family embarrassment?
Well, like I said before, she's a little more different than the rest of the family. Just some of the choices she's made, and I don't think we should go into
detail. Okay, hold on. That's going to be a fine Thanksgiving at your house.
All right, Christy.
I think she's in Florida.
Christy, well, we're on in Florida. Christy.
She's in Florida living in a teepee.
Christy, have you ever experienced sex in the no-no spot? Dookie sex.
Why are you asking me that?
Well, it's just part of the list of questions we had for Kimberly.
Possibly.
That's a yes.
Yes, that was a yes.
Bingo!
Three for three.
Way to go. You aced it, Christy.
Yes.
Does she win this?
Yes, she has won $50. Are you sure you're not listening?
I swear.
Okay.
I'm cooking dinner right now.
Hey, Jimmy's hot. Tonya's different. You know?
And you've had it in the butt. She's been, what did that guy say earlier today? She's been
stabbed in the ass.
Stabbed in the ass.
Yes, absolutely.
I heard that part.
You heard that part. I believe her. Good. I believe that they weren't working us.
All right, beautiful girls. Thank you.
Listen,
Christy, we're going to have a nice prize for you. And Kimberly, you win the $50.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on a second, honey.
Okay.
Hold on, John.
Well, maybe we can arrange to send him a case of double mint gum also.
All right, well, you know, that's... I hate to be such a pessimist.
I know
that they were cheating, but three for three never happens.
That's very, very, very wonderful.
They're twins. Twins have that thing going.
Give oral to cousin Jimmy. Family embarrassment is Tonya. Stabbed in the ass. Yes.
Yeah, you know, twins have that thing. I mean, my wife and her sister are twins, and they have that same thing. Don't you dare call. Yeah. I saw that. I got that vibe for me for a second.
You know, let's go with a guy next.
Very good.
Okay?
Let's go with Jimmy.
What?
Cousin Jimmy. Cousin Jimmy.
You know, I think we have all nothing but... Hold on a second. I think we got girls here.
Wow.
Hold on a second. Let me see. Are you a girl or a boy?
I'm a girl.
A girl. All right. Hold on a
She's
second.
She's all girl.
Hold on a second. Are you a girl or a boy?
I'm a guy.
Oh, there's a guy.
A guy.
Beautiful. Line six. What's your name?
Don.
Don. I don't have your info. Oh, Donald.
Yes.
Oh, but you want to play with your mom, though.
No, well, that's, no, I don't game. Know if she's going to be there or my sister's going to be
no,
there.
No, you know what?
No, sorry.
This only works with brothers and sisters.
That's right. What your mother doesn't know or hurt you is what we do with mommies.
And I can't be asking your mom who she wants to have oral with.
And also...
Oh, yes, you could.
Guess the whoopee is done right.
Right, that's a parent's game. No, sorry. Thank you, though,
Donald.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, let me see. Is this a... Who is this?
This is Cal.
Cal?
Yes.
Hello, Cal?
What's up?
Cal, oh, you're from D.C.?
Yes.
Beautiful. All right, Cal, we'll play with you and your sister, Ann.
Fantastic.
Oh, you know, can I, please, indulge me. Let me slip in a laborious commercial set here.
Very good.
Okay? Hold on. We will be right back.
It's the lay of the land, my friend. The Don and Mike Show.
won't discuss it on the air.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fallout?
Yeah.
Already Fallout. Already Fallout.
Mm. But it's not for the reason that you think. It's about the stupid phone rule. You know, and their answer is... The latest move is that Roy Hill says he's just on the phone with Ken and with Jeremy, and that what they think they're going to have to do now is make it so that I can't even dial out to call anybody on this show.
Because of that?
Because when we call them and say, hi, it's the Don and Mike show, do you mind going on the air with us? And then she says no,
and we say, okay, hold on, please.
That apparently is now a violation.
Why?
That, well, because now the way the rule's just been explained
you're
to me
supposed
now,
to hit the delay.
Hit the delay.
Every time.
Every time.
So well, that doesn't mean you can't dial out anymore.
Well, that's what they just said. Hmm. I mean, that's what Broyhill just said. That's what Ken said. That's the solution. And I said to Broyhill, well, tell him, you know, you got to give me a chance on this. I mean, you know, we're the only show in the company
absolutely. I mean,
that is held
I've seen
to
you
these
do it
high
both.
Standards.
I've seen you do it both ways. You can do it that way, and Ken, you will do it. You go along with everything.
Then Ken says, you know, well, they've been given plenty of chances. You know, please, Ken, please. Look at the double standard that a guy has.
You go out to dinner with a guy and this is how he treats you.
Right. F him. Well, I'm telling you this. I swear to Christ I mean this. You take the phones away from me. You make it so I can't call out, so we can't call people
right.
on this show.
Now, that's you're taking the show away.
Then we're not coming into work. Then figure out how you're going to fill 4 hours a day. You know, if you want... Just put one of your goddamn minions that already sit around and analyze this show to death. Let them sit on the dumb button.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, this whole discussion, this whole line of BS doesn't make sense to me because you have done it, and all they have to do is say, do it that way. You didn't know that.
No.
I know you didn't know
no,
that.
I didn't.
You didn't know that,
I
and
really
you do
didn't.
It both ways. And frankly, I always thought there was a little wiggle room in that simply because when someone says, you know when you hit that delay, you've done it. I've seen you do it before. When somebody says, absolutely not. Or no, I don't want to
right.
be. Then you hit it because then you know. But when somebody's like, I'm not sure. Well, you just wait a little bit and that's all right.
Well, like the publicist from CBS, they said that's a problem. See, they think things are problems before things become problems.
Problem is that we did a perfectly wonderful little interview and we just didn't want to wait for 3 hours
right.
and miss an opportunity when something was hot.
And their solution then is, well, we'll just take the telephone away. So that you can't call anybody on the show. I guarantee you do that. You do that, we ain't coming into work.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I mean, we already have enough restrictions against us that are
right.
not... The restrictions, incidentally, that are not enforced against other disc jockeys...
Absolutely not.
...who work for the same company. You know, all I'm trying to do is exactly what Ken tells me to do. Go in there and do the best show you possibly can.
Right.
That's it. You tell me we can do the best show we can possibly do if you're going to fix the phones so I can't make any outgoing calls?
That's ridiculous.
No, and their dream scenario, it would be to take any spontaneity away from the show.
Mm-hmm.
To say, oh, here's somebody in the news. Look, here's Barry Manilow's ex-wife. Hi, Rob. Call her up off the air, please. Explain to her exactly what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
and then see if she gives her consent to come on the air on a show that's nationally known and see if she will talk to us. I guarantee you, 10 times out of 10, the answer will be no.
Right.
That's why you just have to call these people up. And we were already compromising what we do
mm-hmm.
by reading the stupid card that says, hi, this is the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
Well, I think this one will be worked out. I think they will see the light.
We're the only radio station in this company that is held to this standard. Really. And it's just a bitch. God damn. So that they're all upset. They're listening to the show today in New York. They're listening to it now as we do it. They're all, you know, oh, Jeremy's upset. Ken's upset.
Oh, jeez.
Thinking about taking the phones away. I promise you this. You take the phones away, we're going on vacation. You take the phones away, you take away our lifeline.
I mean, the phones are, as anyone who listens to this show knows, the phones are central to what we do.
And we have to be able to call people.
Yeah, don't do that. Now, you know, you don't need to do that. You need to make it clear what needs to be done, and we can do that easily. I think that's easily done.
And furthermore, if you don't trust me to hit the dump button, if I say to someone...
Have somebody hit the dump button.
Yeah, I put one of your guys.
But don't do that. That's ridiculous.
You know, that just sucks on ice. I won't work like that. I really won't. And I don't see where it's a violation of the rule if you say to someone, hi, it's the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air? And they say no. And we say, okay, hold on, please.
Right. I'd like to... You know what? I would like to see the interpretation of that.
I don't get that. Well, this company is scared S-less. You know, this company will go and they will fight for certain disc jockeys, yet with us, nobody wants to fight the good fight.
Right.
With us, it's put your tail between your legs and slap us on the wrist.
Yeah, do it with mirrors.
Right.
Do it with smoke and mirrors.
Please.
Well, that one, damn. I believe that one will get worked out.
Well, you'll find out one day if you turn the radio on and you hear Best Of, because I'll tell you, our next vacation is not until the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And we're planning on coming to work every day between now and the 4th of July.
That's right.
But if you turn it on and we're not here, then you'll know.
Yeah, when you say that, I have to be specific. It's the week before the 4th of July.
Yes, right.
I would hate to think that, you know, when the day, that when the vacation officially really does start, that people say, hey, mister, snap their caps.
No, yeah, it's the week before the 4th of July.
That's right.
But that's just ridiculous. That truly is. I mean, and for goodness sakes, yell at me first.
Yeah.
You know, call me in and yell at me. Don't just come down with this mandatory crap.
That come from Jeremy?
Well, when I walked by, I heard Broyhill on the phone, and then he told me he was on the phone with Ken and with Jeremy.
Oh, God.
And they're listening in New York today, and they're all very upset.
Oh, boy.
You know, that's what they're upset about.
But you know...
Yes. Right, I agree.
I mean, you deal with it that way, but what's there to be all that upset about?
I don't know. You know, they're so concerned about...
The wonderful chat we had with that lady. We had a wonderful time with her.
No, but all they're concerned about is that when we called her the first time and said, do you mind going on the air with us? She said no.
Immediately you gave the phone to Rob and she was off the air.
Said, hold on a second.
She was.
Please. You know, it's like you take away my continuity if I have to delete out stuff constantly on this show. And if it's someone who's in a good mood and I say, do you mind going on the air? And they say no. They say, okay, hold on a second, please.
You know, I think we both have proven that after this many years doing this, we do know what the boundaries are, and we're not idiots. And we know, you know, honest to God, we know when somebody doesn't have any intention of going on the air, and it's a different scenario.
And beyond that,
you have to interpret it. These are not hard and fast things to interpret.
I'd say, Ken Stevens, be a man of your word. What you've said to me for the whole 9 years we've worked here is just go in and do the show that you guys do, and I'll worry about it. Okay? So put one of your little piss ants on a delay button. And like you do anything, like you're doing anyway with this show, cutting up the content on this show. Like when we have a discussion about cockpits. You know, when you want to put a guy and dump everything out that we say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but don't take the phones away.
No, you can't do that. And they'll see the error of their ways if they want to do that. They're angry, I guess. They wouldn't say something like that unless they were pissed.
Right.
And that sounds like Ken. Not right. Jeremy.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, right. Jeremy doesn't have the balls to say that.
No.
So, listen, go ahead. Try it. Take the phones away. It's fine with me. I just sit on my ass and watch television for the next 3 years of this contract. I'm serious as a heart attack. I really am.
3 years sitting on your ass watching television.
Right.
Now, we'll go work somewhere else.
Well, yeah, we'd have to break the contract.
Yeah, we'd get one of those boats broadcast off the coast.
Yeah. Or we'd be like Grease Man.
Yeah, we'll go down to the Virgin Islands.
Some island where black people don't hate us like they hated him.
Absolutely.
We'll be broadcast
wonderful.
There.
It'd be terrific.
All right, listen, it's just frustrating.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's frustrating as hell that, you know, we think we're doing something good, that we get this old lady from Survivor on the show, and I go back there and all it is Broyhill.
You know something?
Dealing with this crap about this rule about putting people on the air.
You know, here's the deal. You put your finger on it. If they have, you know, get one of the guys, get the Grim Reaper, have a guy in a room, that's his job. That's what he does. You pay him that nominal amount, and he's the guy. There's a guy that's responsible for it. But don't cloud us up by reaping the rewards of great ratings and then trying to screw. You can't have it both ways,
right?
You know, you really just can't come down on us for that when we're expected to do a certain kind of radio.
And that's
show.
Where, unfortunately, because they don't listen to the show, they really don't get what we do.
Right.
I mean, I did not have the conversation with Ken, so I'm only, you know, going on what I imagine the conversation to be. It would be, well, why is it such a big deal for them to call people on the show? Why can't they just have people call them?
Because there is an element of spontaneity that makes the show tick.
Right. And that's the whole thing that always has made the show work.
Right.
Is the fact that we don't know what's going to happen, just like the people listening don't know what's going to happen.
Some of the funniest stuff we've ever had happen is when it doesn't go perfectly according to plan. Mm-hmm. That's the reason that the calls are made live, because you never know what's going
to
happen.
And frankly, we spend a lot of time researching to find these idiots in the news to call. And most of these idiots in the news wouldn't go on with us if we had to go through some screening process where somebody called them in advance.
But I'll tell you, and if they say no, we don't put them on the air. That's the way it goes. And, you know, if they're unhappy that it wasn't done the perfect way, well, now that it's been explained, it will be done the perfect way. But don't prohibit us from making phone calls. It's ridiculous.
Well, if they do, that's it.
It really doesn't. The show doesn't work if that happens.
Right. So thank you. Yeah. I hope I've saved us from having to go to a meeting when we go to New York this week now.
Please.
I hope that this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you. Hey, Charlie, come here. I think I've covered it. I think I've pretty much surmised their point of view and given you the opposing point of view.
You know, the solution is not allowing you to dial out.
Yeah,
that's right. Not the solution to the problem. This, you know, and if they're concerned, and you're saying it's okay. Have the person sit in the room. I like that too.
Put one of your boys on it.
We like having our ass covered as much as the next guys.
Sure,
absolutely.
Now, where's Charlie?
Is he still on the phone with the powers that be?
No, he just hung up right before the break ended. Because I made a comment to him about something else, and he said, "Oh, he was just talking to Ken and Jeremy. They're listening to the show in New York right now, and they're upset."
They're upset. Why? Because the show's very funny today.
they're upset because of what might happen, right?
Hello. I surmised that correctly? Pretty much.
Okay. All right.
Good.
Beautiful. All right. Well, if you would pass that along. I mean, I know I already told you to pass along to them that that's the case. We just won't come into work.
Okay.
But, you know, the solution. Would you call them back now?
Uh-huh.
So we know before we get out of here today?
Sure.
You know, if they're really concerned. Hello? If they're really concerned, am I stopping you from eating something, or do I smell food on your breath?
Just 2 seconds ago, you said go call them now.
Okay, but I
can't do that here.
Okay, but you know I wasn't done.
Well, I've heard it all already.
Okay,
are they super uptight about this?
No.
They're not.
No.
See, that's why, listen, he's the greatest producer, but he's also the worst producer. Because that's, you know, he gives me information like that, where he says, They say they're just going to take the phones away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, that's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I know, and that's somebody being angry. It would seem to me that type of comment would be made by somebody who's, we're taking the phones away.
Right.
But, you know, then again, who knows? You got to be on the line, I guess, to know what the but that's not going to happen.
I guess so.
But they're not going to be that foolish.
You said to him, you say to him, is it bad? Is it okay? He said, I got to go call him now like you told me to.
I'm just thinking about one thing right now.
What's that?
3 years of just watching TV. Cool.
We do have a no-cut contract.
Cool.
I will remind you of that.
That's right.
Okay. And it certainly would not be the first time that we'd have broken a contract, an ironclad contract.
Maybe 3 years and change, too, you know? Be a little longer than 3 years.
Yeah, a little more, right. Yeah, like 3 years and 4 months, I think, to be exact.
Just TV every day. Breakfast, the tube.
Hey, we go work for a company that really appreciates what we do.
Yeah, they're really behind you around here. It took a lot of letter writing.
Right. With all the crap that goes on in this company.
I know.
With all the goddamn crap.
Yeah, really.
We're the guys. We're the poster boys. We're the guys that got to get our asses reamed.
There ought to be a little whip cracking in other areas, I think.
Right, but no. You know, all we've done is work here and delivered number one ratings and number one revenues for 9 goddamn years.
Call us crazy if we don't want to tolerate a little needless bureaucracy.
Right.
Please. Occasionally gets in the way of a free-flowing exchange of ideas between people.
You know, all we've done today is had what I thought was a pretty good show.
Yep.
But it's not a pretty good show, according to management of this company.
They're angry.
Right, yeah, they're angry.
If they're angry, get a body in there. There's certainly plenty of revenue for that.
Yeah, get one of your boys. Let him sit on the button.
Don't make it fall on Charlie's or Rob's either, because Rob and Charlie are in here, really, just like we're in here,
to make
it all work.
A lot of times I get mad at Rob, and I tell him, don't hit the button, don't delete that out.
It's not a fair position to put Rob in, or anybody that's where, you know, you have somebody that, it's like a, you know, have the big giant head.
Yes!
Somewhere with, you know, putting a button down.
Get the big head. Just do it. Just, but don't take the phones away from us. That'll just piss us off. All right, that's enough of that.
Very good.
Let's move on now.
Excellent.
Let's move on, even though now I just feel like getting my car and leaving.
No, there's no need for that.
I know, but I'm just pissed.
Yeah, I know, because it's like telling you you can do a show, but but only say three words a minute.
Yes, right. Please, they just don't understand it. And I know the argument because I've heard it before. Other disc jockeys do shows without calling people.
Yeah, well, this is not Rick D's.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Amen, outrageous brother.
Amen, if you please.
Amen. All right. I'm done with that sermon. Let you know what's going on tomorrow.
Very good.
Here is Cal. Hello, Cal. Cal?
I am not Cal.
Oh, what happened to Cal?
I don't know, but you got Chris.
Chris.
Yes.
Do I have information on you or on your...
I will give you my information. I'm a lawyer from Spartanburg, South Carolina. I was calling in to say how idiotic their policy is for you guys.
Oh, so you were just calling at random about the current state of the show.
Okay,
yeah.
Listen, but we're trying to get back on track and play our game now.
I'll play the game.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
No, generally we don't like lawyers. I'm sorry, we just don't. Hello, is this Nancy?
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the lovely Jessup, Maryland.
Beautiful. Now, I see you have a brother and a sister.
I do. And when I first gave her the information, I didn't think my brother would be home, but he probably is home, so if you want to do brother
Nancy,
sister.
Up in Jessup, you don't work for the correctional facility up there, do you?
No, I've escaped a couple times, but no, I don't work there.
Because that one, I've driven by it. It is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Really nice.
Beautiful town.
One of our finer penal institutions.
It truly is. It really is nice. I mean, if you're ever going to really go, you know, go into the joint, if you're going to go all day, that's the place you want to do it.
What is the sentence for spineless managing of radio stations?
It's probably lifetime or death, I'm thinking.
It's lifetime probation, a $500 fine, and castration.
I wish.
Unless you're Ray Lewis.
Okay, Nancy, we're going to be calling. Yeah, we'll try your brother Matt, okay?
Okay.
Your brother Matt, who lives in Pittsburgh. Nancy?
Yes.
Tell us about you. How old are you, Nancy?
I'm 30.
And how old is your brother, Matt?
I think he's 36 now.
You see, it's dawning on me right now. If they took away the ability to make outgoing calls...
We're not doing this game right now.
We couldn't even do this.
Right.
Do you understand the implications of this proposed ban?
Right. You couldn't call your wife.
Right. Yeah, I'd have to wait for my wife to call me on this show.
Or you'd have to have somebody dial your wife, get her permission, then wait.
Oh, please. Kiss my ass with that.
That's right.
I'd rather sell shoes. Well, no, I wouldn't. Not really. I'd really rather just sit on my ass for 3 years and wait until the contract is
3 years and change, Don.
Now, there's no way that's really Ken.
That's what Lisa said.
Ken's on the line. Okay, if it's not Ken Stevens, there will be a punishment for Lisa. All
okay, right. Very good.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, this is Ken Stevens. I'd just like to know why you can't do a boring show and get high ratings at the same time.
Okay, Lisa.
Lisa.
Come on, Lisa. Please.
Okay, wait, this isn't fair. You know, on the screen I'll put up, you know, Sam Huff.
Okay, come on, though.
Oh, so you knew it wasn't Ken Stevens.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay.
He wouldn't be on my
show. Not today. I'm mad today. I'm really mad today. I just threw a piece of paper at you.
She gave you a little I love you as she was walking out.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Sorry. You know, I'm glad it's a game to everybody else. You know, present company excluded.
I understand. You know, I take it very seriously.
I know. I'm glad it's something funny that people can laugh about. Jesus
Christ.
Okay.
You see, you know, you sounded like when you said okay, you sounded like that referee in the NFL game.
Okay. I don't know. I was on the bottom of a pile. Who is this? This is Nancy.
Nancy, and we're talking about her brother Matt,
right?
He's 36.
Beautiful. Gotcha. I gotta keep my emotions under control. Jesus Christ.
But I understand your emotions because they're talking about cutting your hand off.
Right. Okay. Nancy. Hello, Nancy. Oh, hold on a second.
Jim Nance?
Nancy? Nancy, how old are you?
I'm 30.
And how old is your brother?
He's 36.
Okay, Nancy.
I just want to say that I love you guys, and I've dreamed about talking to you for a long time.
Oh, thank you,
baby. Very exciting for me.
Thank you. And thank you for waiting through all of this.
Well, it's been very interesting.
Listen, Nancy?
Yes?
If you had to have oral sex with any member of your family, blood relative only, who would you have oral with?
Well, it definitely wouldn't be my brother Matt. Probably my cousin Ian has always been the hottie of the family.
Ian.
Probably be him.
And cousin Ian. Okay, that's question number one. Mike.
Nancy, who is the family embarrassment?
God, I mean, I hate to say stuff like this on the radio, but I'm sure he's not listening. That would be my cousin Larry.
Larry.
Yeah.
All right. And why is he the embarrassment?
Well, he's just kind of
like this huge baseball fanatic, and like every thing that we go to, he just like insists on just like going off about all this baseball stuff, and it kind of drives everyone crazy.
So he's loud and he's obnoxious.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not this Larry, is it?
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
What a great day it is. Hi, Nancy. Hi, Matt. Whoa!
And Nancy with the third question. Let me ask a couple of preliminaries here. How many guys have you had sex with?
Just guys, right?
Oh, really? Are you bisexual?
No, no. I'm thinking maybe like between 10 and 12.
And how many girls have you had sex with?
No, and I was just kidding.
No, that's a shame.
Not that I wouldn't like to, but...
Oh, really?
You would like to.
Maybe just a threesome, but...
Ah, good for you. She's a wild woman.
Have you ever had no-no sex, dookie sex?
No, I'm with you. I think it's an exit, not an entrance.
Good man. What about your brother Matt? Do you think he's experienced it?
I know he has never had no-no sex.
Never had.
Okay, so it's a non-no-no sex family.
How many girls do you think Matt has bedded?
You know what? I'm going to have to say that his wife is his one and only.
Wow.
Yeah, high school sweetheart, and I think, I could be wrong, but I think that she's it.
Do you think generally his wife swallows?
I'd have to say no. Mr. Young Republican wouldn't expect that.
All right, I'll go with that. Generally, does your wife swallow?
No.
The answer
would be no.
Okay, hold on a second, please, Nancy.
All right, let's call Matt now, the brother of Nancy. Nancy's answers were she'd most likely perform oral on cousin Ian. The family embarrassment is Larry, and his wife does not perform, does not swallow, I should say.
Here we go, making an outgoing call on this show. Something that soon could be a Jurassic.
Ooh.
Soon someone will be making these calls for us.
Someone with little dove-like hands.
To take any spontaneity out of the show. To cripple us. To make us like the poor crippled boy in Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear.
Oh, that poor crippled boy.
Well, Matt's not even there.
He's not there. Boy, no. There were such neat answers, too.
But she's got a sister. So hold on. Let me go back to her sister. Okay, you think your sister's there?
She might be there now.
Okay. Does your sister swallow? Does your sister like it in the no-no spot?
No.
Has she ever had it in the no-no spot?
Oh. I'm going to say no. It's tougher, though.
How many guys do you think your sister's been with?
Oh, God. I'm going to say 12.
Is that the one you want to go with?
Well, do you think your mom ever performed oral on your dad?
Yes.
Is that going to be the
third? I don't even like the thought of that, though.
I know. I'm just trying to think of a better third question. I will go with the 12, that your sister slept with 12 men.
All right.
All right, hold on, please. Now we're going to try Marcia.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
Hey,
all right, so the answer for Marcia, of course, the same. Ian, most likely for moral. Larry, family embarrassment. And Nancy says that Marcia has had 12 partners.
Okay, here we go. Come on. Ah! What's up with that? We didn't get a message then.
I was waiting. Dude. The privilege of dialing the outgoing phone calls on the Don and Mike show has been taken away. If you'd like to dial an outgoing phone call, you should take the new employee who's in charge of dialing the phone.
That was my first thought.
We are terribly sorry, but outgoing calls will no longer be dialed on the Don and Mike show. But please enjoy the program right now.
Don and Mike will be watching TV for the next 3 years.
And 4 months.
Hello?
Hello, hi, this is the Don and Mike show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
What's this in regards to?
We've got your sister Nancy here, and we're playing a little radio game.
Okay, I think, were you trying to call her brother?
Yes, we were trying to call Matt.
Yeah, he's out here. Can you hold on just a minute? I'll go get him?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
good.
Oh, did you mix up the names or the numbers?
No. He wasn't at home, so we're trying to call you. There's not a chance he was listening to this, is there?
Matt?
What's your
comment? No, he lives in Pittsburgh. I don't think you have a broadcast in Pittsburgh.
No, but I thought you just said he was there.
Well, it sounds like my sister-in-law, not my sister.
This is Nancy who's on the line with us now.
Okay, Nancy, is Marcia your sister?
Yeah, Marcia's my sister. It just sounded like that was my sister-in-law.
What? I'm sorry, what's going on?
Maybe I smell a rat. Numbers mixed up.
No, there are no numbers mixed up.
Here you go.
Nancy gave
us...
Hold
on a second.
All right, what we're doing, maybe the numbers were reversed, and we're actually really calling Matt. Are we calling Pittsburgh now?
Oh, yeah.
No, it can't be. Because...
Hello?
Because the area codes don't match up.
Oh, really?
If it's 412, it would be Pittsburgh.
All right, who is this?
Who's this?
Is this Matt?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is the Don and Mike show. Who picked up the phone in Matt's house?
That was Becky.
Becky.
Who's Don and Mike?
Hi, we're disc jockeys. We're doing a radio show right now, and we have your sister Nancy on the line with us.
Oh.
Nancy?
Yes.
Hi, Nancy.
Why don't you explain the game we're playing here?
Matt?
Yeah.
They're going to ask you a couple questions about my sex life.
About your sex life?
I thought we were talking to Marcia at some point.
No, we're talking to Matt. We've got Matt on the line who is the brother. Matt, how old are you?
I'm 36.
Okay, that's 36. Right. All right, this is the same Matt that we were talking about.
Okay, all right. Well, I thought we had Marcia on the phone. Didn't you think we had Marcia?
Very confusing. Who knows at this point? Okay. No, we had Becky on the phone. That wasn't Marcia.
Okay, but I thought that Marcia was Becky. I mean, I thought that Becky was Marcia.
Well, Matt, we're playing a game called It's All Relative. And we've got three questions. If you match Nancy's answers to these questions, you're going to win. She's going to win a prize.
Yeah, all right.
I can't argue and then do the show.
I understand.
I lose my place. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're answering this first question. You're going to try to match the answer that your sister Nancy gave us. If Nancy was forced to perform oral sex on a blood relative in your family, who would she do it to?
What the hell kind of question is that?
It's a great question. And she answered it, your sister answered it immediately.
She called us to play the game.
That's sick.
Thank you.
Do you think your sister's sick?
I think you're sick.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's sick.
I'll say,
I'm not going to say me.
No, she didn't say you. I'll give you that one.
No, I'll say her cousin Ian.
Hey! Yeah, that's so sick. You just got that right. Yeah, that's how sick that is.
All right, are you ready for question number two, Matt?
Yeah, go ahead.
Question number two. Who is the family embarrassment?
The family embarrassment.
Somebody you all just are kind of like embarrassed of.
My vote would be for you, Matt, but she didn't say you.
I think it's pathetic you have to resort to these kind of questions to get ratings. You must have a poor show.
It's a good day for this.
Hey, let me ask you, Nancy, how long has your brother been a douchebag?
It's kind of been a lifelong thing, but we love him a lot.
We love him a lot.
Is this show any good? This show isn't any good. Where are you broadcasting?
Nancy loves this show, Matt.
I do love the show.
What, it's in Baltimore?
It's in Baltimore. It's all over the country.
All over the country.
Oh, it's syndicated.
Yes.
All right. What's the question?
The question was, who, in your opinion, you have to match Nancy's answer, is the family embarrassment? Perhaps you want to say Nancy at this stage of the game. But we asked Nancy.
I feel bad about saying anyone.
Well, Matt, who is the family embarrassment?
All right. The family embarrassment.
Yeah.
He lives in Ohio. I doubt he'll hear this.
We are in Ohio. What is this person?
I'm not sure I want to say.
Yeah, this is just like Marion.
I'm sorry. This guy's just a giant prick. Forget it.
Who
cares? You're a prick. You're just really a prick.
We don't want to play anymore. It's no fun.
Forget it.
We're just doing a little lighthearted radio
show.
Just
a big jerk.
No fun. No fun at all. All the fun's been taken out of it. We're having a bad day with management anyway.
You're a big jerk.
We're gonna go bye bye now.
Go to hell.
We're gonna say goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Get out of here.
Bye bye.
Yeah, get out of here. Hang up the phone, dum dum.
Bye bye. Hang up.
Jesus, Nancy.
Yeah?
What is up with your brother?
My God, why did you play the game?
Well, I didn't think he would be that harsh.
Well, you might want to take that up with him, I guess.
More fun.
All right. Thank you. Sorry, it was no fun at all.
No fun. Thank you, though.
Bye-bye.
All right. Sorry, you know, that's half his fault and half because I'm still mad about this thing with Ken.
I understand.
I would have tried to spin that and maybe try to win Matt over.
That's right.
Frankly, I just didn't feel like it.
No, that was good. It's just one of those days.
Right. Okay, thank you. Thanks for your input, Ken. Once again, your thumbprint has made this a great show.
Yes.
really great.
They're really behind you around here.
It was great for the first 3 hours today.
It was indeed. We were rolling for 3 hours.
Until we heard from management.
Right.
Buzz, it's time for the news and the comment.
It is.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's Buzz.
He made it up.
I mean, you tell me Matt's not the family embarrassment. I don't even know that family, and I know he's the family embarrassment. Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, the great chopper prison break is over.
Oh, they caught him.
They did.
Oh, they did? Okay, good. That, now, there you go. That'll pull me out of this.
That was my bloodhound impression.
Everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
We're from Planet Crackpot. Keep telling you time
after time. Oh, wait a minute. That's a mess. That's an abortion coming out. That's half my fault, half Rob's fault. Hold on a second.
Offering the audio equivalent of manual relief, the Don and Mike Show.
What happened? You turned off the rejoiner because the local jingle was playing?
Reach for the wrong fader.
Right. So when we came back from the break...
Right.
You're supposed to hear the thing that says, well, this is the Don and Mike Show, and instead you heard...
WJFK being our local station.
Right.
Right.
And I would have caught it, and the music was halfway through, because I was arguing with some moron on the telephone.
Right, which you're, you know, which happens occasionally.
Yes, now, let me just bring him on the telephone. Hello?
Hello?
Okay,
Don,
now.
Mike? Which one is this, Don?
Yeah.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I like your show. I listen to you guys all the time. I drive around all...
Okay, now, you're going to tell me that I'm a big pussy for whining about management.
You are. You're a big sissy.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
But what you don't know... Let me stop you for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
What you don't know, the last 3 minutes that you've been on hold arguing the fact that you want to come on the air and bust balls, even though you don't mean it, you just want to bust balls. You don't realize how goddamn stupid you are that when you asked who you were talking to and I said, this is Buzz Burbank, you still, you dumb Southern mucker, did not realize,
you know what?
I was talking to you.
But you know what? You sound different on the...
I do not.
Yes, you do. No. Not only that, you weren't whining at that point. You were talking like a man then.
Yes, you do. Now I'm starting to get it. Now that I occasionally answer the phones myself during the break, this guy calls and he goes, yeah, hey, I love the show. I just want to give him a hard time. I want to get him all riled up.
They like that. That's entertainment.
And I said to the guy...
You guys, you love it.
I said, well, now, why would you want to get him riled up about something that they feel very strongly about?
Because they
do it all the time.
Because
they do it all the time.
Well, we take it. We take it all the time on this show. Sometimes we're not in the mood.
Okay, then don't be crying about it. Just enjoy.
Well, then if you don't like it,
that way you know you got.
Turn off the goddamn radio.
We want to
turn off the radio.
What?
If you don't like it, turn it off.
Who said I didn't like it? I said I love it.
Well, then shut the hell up.
But you got to be able to take it once in a while.
I can take it, you goddamn pussy.
But you're crying, man. Learn how to walk without falling down the stairs, too, huh?
This is a guy that's just enjoying the tension
of
the moment.
But just understand my point. I'm just pointing out how stupid this guy is. That
he didn't
I
know that
personally,
you were talking to him. You talked to him for 10 minutes.
I personally talked to him during the entire commercial break.
This is actually a public service I'm doing for you, too, Don.
No, it's
I'm
not.
I'm making you feel better by calling all these names and saying all
you're
these things.
You're making us all feel very bad. You're making us all feel very bad.
You're not feeling me. You're not making me feel better. You're really not.
We don't tell you how to do your job. We don't come out and say, that'll be $29.95, you know, because you wanted extra cheese.
Well, almost, but not quite. I can't tell you what I do.
Right, that's another thing I asked him on the air when he was saying that.
It's a secret.
Well, I just want to tell Don and Mike what pussies they are, their boss. I said,
I never talked like a hillbilly.
He can't tell us what he does because he's a pizza delivery guy for the CIA.
And you know what his answer was? Of course his answer was this. I could tell you what I do, but then I'd have to kill you.
Of course. Of course. That's right. He works.
This is great, man. I didn't think you'd last this long.
It is
You're
a secret
right, man,
French
you know
fry
what?
Dipper. It's a secret French fry dipper.
I gotta get off, man. Lunch hour is over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Know what I mean?
You guys have a good day. And hey, if you guys end up watching TV every day, it ain't no big deal, man. The cable, you get like 55 channels. You'll be okay.
He's just such a douchebag.
He is. He really is.
Oh,
he
now
is.
That's what I wanted to hear was douchebag.
There you go.
I like that.
All right, just go away.
Don't come see you.
Just
you guys
go away.
Shake your hand.
Go away.
Now I'm going to be calling you all the time you say that.
All right, listen, I'm going to tell you, you call again. I already got your number on caller ID. You're going to go up on the wall of fame.
I heard like
hey,
a...
it's blocked. You can't possibly have it.
No, so you work in like a paramedics office or a firefighter
it's
thing.
It's not I blocked. I can tell from the area code that you're calling from Northern California, more specifically.
I told him Stockton. I don't care. I live in Stockton. And I'll tell you where I live.
I got your number.
Give your address on the air. Don't make no difference to me.
Oh, it doesn't make any difference? You give your address out then.
445.
No, we don't know if it's his address.
Yeah, right, of course.
Write me a letter.
Shut up.
If I answer it.
Go
listen,
away.
The point is...
you guys...
Yeah, the point is, you called in to try to be a ball buster.
I'm going to tell you, Mike, you handle a little better than Don does. But
oh,
Don,
shut
you are
up.
A wimp.
Shut
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
I'm a wimp. I'm a wimp. But at least I know who I'm talking to.
Your wife probably runs your life.
Shum dit. At least I know who I'm talking to.
Tells you what to do.
I hear a douchebag
really,
talking.
I love you guys, but I got to get out of here. I'm going to be in trouble.
I hear a douchebag
talking. You're going to get in trouble with who?
Well, the
fire chief?
The public, no.
The fire quite. Chief? Fire, the,
no.
The police chief?
Hey, I gotta go, man.
The police chief officer?
You know, all of a sudden, you want to tell me what
hey,
little balls I
go,
have, what a pussy I am. No, come on, stay on the line. What do you think I got to hide from?
Come on, officer. Come on, public servant.
You are a pussy.
Come on, public servant.
I'm a pussy.
I'm probably not even on the air. You guys probably didn't even get the balls to do it.
Come on, public servant.
Yeah, I'm not on the air.
What fire station do you work at?
Hey.
Yeah.
I gotta go, really, you guys. I'll call you guys another day.
Hey, Fire Marshal Bill, come on, tell us where you work.
Get that website up, too. Quit talking about it and do it, okay?
Fire Marshal Bill.
People do run there, sit around and pick their butts all day, or
why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you just drop dead?
You guys laugh all the time. You're always cracking jokes and stuff, but you don't do nothing. Let's
Fire Marshal Bill.
Well, I listen to all this complaining. Why do you listen to this show if you have so many complaints?
Because this old radio only gets one station.
It's a lie.
Yeah, right.
No, it's true.
That's a lie.
One station, and half the time I got to hit it to make it work.
And then why don't you buy like a cassette player or something? Why do you have to listen to our show?
Why would I want
to
pay for it?
If you hate it so much, why do you listen?
Why don't you read a book? Why don't you watch TV?
I
there
can't
are plenty
read.
Of all this shit. You know why you listen? Because you're addicted to this show.
I like the show. I'm not
my only point with putting this guy on the air was that this guy was so stupid, he had no idea that for 5 minutes, when he was screaming about what a pussy I am and how I wouldn't take this call on the air, the guy didn't realize that he was talking to me. That's the only reason I even put this guy through.
Hi, I'm Marshall Bell.
Please.
Listen, that guy comes to your house. Hey, listen, I pour water on it, but man, let me tell you a story first.
Please.
I want to talk to Don about management. He is such a pussy. Who is this I'm talking to? And I'm using my regular voice.
Right.
I'm Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz. Listen, how come he is such a pussy?
We both use Buzz Burbank all the time when we're challenging people to come down here and fistfight.
Yeah, dang. We do.
It's regular stuff. You know, that's why, Buzz, you ever wonder when you're going out to the car occasionally and the people say, where is he? Where is he?
You know, what everybody doesn't really get is, I understand we get our balls busted on this show, and it's
sure.
fine. People bust our balls all the time.
It happens all the time.
But I'm telling you, this thing with the telephones, I'm goddamn serious about
it. Oh, absolutely.
I truly am serious. And if you think I'm whining, change the station.
Here, here.
I'm just telling you the way that it really is. Mm-hmm. And I hope you enjoy listening to the show now, because there's a chance we're not going to be here very soon. If they go through with this plan to take the telephones away.
It's very sensitive stuff.
And I'm sure there are lots of you guys that want to call me a pussy couldn't relate because you don't have the balls to stand up for what you believe in. I do. If they F with us doing the show, we're done doing this show. It's 2,000 radio stations in America. Hell, did more. How many are there, Buzz?
2,000, I think.
2,000 radio stations in America.
Nope. You both are wrong
really?
About that.
How many?
2 million.
We can find another home.
Millions.
No problem.
And those are just the ones in, in the United States.
But I really want to talk to Don. He is such a pussy. I go, oh, he's not such a pussy. Oh, he's a pussy. He would never take this call on the air. Not only did I take the call on the air, I talked to the guy for 5 minutes during the commercials. You shummed it. God.
You know, I like the way you keep it together with doing the reverse thing.
Good
I wouldn't
job.
Be able to do that necessarily.
Yeah, sure. He's a... Well, now you're making me think of
that. He's a feather mucker.
He is.
I like feather mucker.
He's a thumb ducker. Please. And your mama was a good sick ducker. Oh, your mama would sick my duck. She's incredible. Until I would thumb all over her case. And then she dried it off and peeled it off like wallpaper and ate it.
Yeah, the neural peckless.
That's what she did. What, give me that again?
The neural peckless.
Oh, yes, right.
Hey, I didn't need to. I just felt like
correct.
That.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
That was good.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Well, I thought the lead story was...
Have I announced that today is our final show, incidentally?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be here for 45 more minutes. You know, I don't have the no-cut contract.
I know you don't, Buzz, but you'll find another job.
Okay.
Don't worry. It'll be fine.
Talk about dramatic, and we have been, but in broad daylight... A child molester busted out of a Florida lockup yesterday in a helicopter.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Which then crashed just outside the facility.
That wasn't him.
But the pilot and the inmate were apparently not hurt, and they got away. They were also considered armed and dangerous, since a couple of empty holsters were found next to the crashed copter.
Arty, hardy.
Today, after hiding in a neighborhood swamp, the two were... There's the crash.
Run for your life before the organ music starts. Oh, no, it's too late. Good night, everyone.
There we go. But they did survive, and they did get away. And today, after hiding in a neighborhood swamp, the two were captured. They were found lying in a ditch. Police say the men, although they were still armed, put up...
Survivor means that.
No resistance.
No resistance. Good. You know... Spending a night in a swamp. Mm. You know, I'd almost rather just do my time, you know what I mean, than even spending one night in a swamp. They were talking about what was in that swamp, that really it was one of those, you know, where was it? What part of the country was it in?
You don't want to be there. In Florida.
In Florida, yeah, where they have the Florida. Snakes and right. The, you know, the pit vipers and all those wonderful alligators.
That is like the show Survivor.
Boy, where's your hand? I think it's around a snake. That's not a snake. Ah!
My hand.
My hand.
Mosquitoes the size of hawks.
There you go.
A Baltimore linebacker, Ray Lewis, has testified that his co-defendant, Reginald Oakley, was the aggressor in the fight that left two men dead at a post-game Super Bowl party in Atlanta. Agreeing to testify is part of how Lewis managed to dodge murder charges the prosecutors were unable to back up with evidence. Lewis says a hostile Oakley approached a group of men and that one of them hit Oakley and that chaos followed.
Oh, this, Ray Lewis.
Here's Ray in court.
Here we go.
Today.
Next question.
That's not Ray Lewis.
No, he was actually more cooperative than
there
that.
There he is.
What is it?
No, he heard everything.
I beg pardon?
That's not Ray Lewis.
What was the question?
Here he is.
When he walked up to the guy, that's when the guy hit him in the head with the bottle.
And did you see the bottle?
Yes.
And what kind of bottle was it?
Champagne bottle.
Did you see where he hit it?
I saw him hit him over the head.
I can't hear you.
Lewis also testified today that the other co-defendant showed him a knife after the stabbing.
I beg your pardon?
You right. Heard me.
It was some riveting TV, although...
Was that the judge?
Yes, that's right. That's the judge.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
The judge who looked like Mama Soprano. When I was watching today, I got the feeling that Ray Lewis's testimony, although it's supposed to hurt those other two guys, mm-hmm. he was actually doing more... To help them.
Because he was kind of ambiguous about a few things?
A lot of stuff was blowing up in the prosecution's faces. Like, they were saying, they called him over, it was about how small the one guy is and how big other people were.
Right.
And how the one guy was dragged away, one of the little guys who's accused of this murder, mm-hmm. and how there was a group of 10 guys from Ohio who were in a gang who could have done this heinous crime.
Wow.
For what it's worth, he was asked on the stand today, are you saying these things? Are you doing this to help your friends? And he said no. And the obviously a defense attorney for him said, are you doing this because it's the right thing to do? And he said yes.
Can't hear a word you say.
A set-up question. But remember, there's going to be a cross-examination, and now Ray Lewis's credibility as a witness will be challenged down the line as well.
Boy, that's going to be a hell of a cross-examination.
Oh, yes,
sure.
It will.
Hold on there, Buzzy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm just calling to say that, I don't wish anything bad on you, but in a way it would almost be good if you got fired and could go to do the show somewhere the way that you want to do it, you know?
Well, I think it would be fantastic. I mean, Mike and I have all kinds of issues. With CBS.
Absolutely.
I mean, we have all along.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for a long, long time. and your show keeps getting better. But I remember when you could call people without telling them they were on the air. And
yeah, well, I mean,
some of the best calls you ever made.
Those are some of the small rules that we've had to make, and we've bent over backwards.
That's the issue here. That,
to comply,
you know, that you have done this on a number of occasions, and I think that's if they stop reacting, and that's one of the problems we've always had with all management, not just CBS. All management tends to be a little reactionary, and they react to this. If they get their wits about them and they hear what you're saying, which is really, you know, I'm going to do it the way, whatever way you want to do it, but just don't take that away from me.
Right.
You take that away from me, and we don't have an ability to do the show.
I thought I'm doing it correctly. They give me a card that I have to read that says, "Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?"
Please get a boat and start broadcasting from offshore or on the internet.
I like going down to the island.
Knock all the CBS shows off the air.
I like going down.
Yeah,
maybe doing the show from Antigua.
Mm-hmm. I did like the Cayman Islands.
Yeah, well, okay, I'd go there too.
Me they were
too.
Good.
And I think Nike should sponsor you. I think you should be in Nike ads.
Well, thank you. You're much too nice. I wish you were an executive with this company. Hello,
absolutely.
Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I was calling about the third trimester bikini contest.
Listen to this. Through all of this, God bless these pregnant women.
Yes, Monday, that's when we're having the contest.
Well, actually, I'm not pregnant, but I wanted to know if this was going to be an annual thing that you're going to do so that not this year, but the year after, maybe your third annual one.
You know, I guess a lot would depend on if Mike and I are working here or not.
Yes.
Absolutely. It would be depend on the CBS family.
We are, you know, much like Dan Patrick says, I love it when Dan Patrick, when he does SportsCenter, he says, like, Patrick Ewing, he's day by day.
Right.
But really, aren't we all
day by day?
Day by day.
Of course we are.
Now listen, honey, I don't know what to tell you. Thank you, though. Thank you for your support.
Amazing. Interest now in next year's contest.
You listen to that. That's women basing whether they get pregnant or not on this show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
The issue with CBS is going to be that you lied. You lied to the lady when you told the lady that you had the approval for her to go on the air.
Oh, well, listen, that's not an issue because I would lie to get any celebrity on this show.
No, but that's not your style.
That's not our style. Listen.
No.
What do you mean that's not our style?
You guys don't deliberately lie.
We don't lie to you, the people who listen to this show.
But didn't you think it was a nice interview, sir?
It was a damn good interview.
And isn't that all that really matters?
And you know what? If I hadn't lied to that lady and said the publicist said it would okay, you never would have heard it.
That, you know, that's going to be management's issue.
I don't give a crap if management has an issue with that. Then let them put a show on that never does anything that tests any boundaries. Let them put a show on that never does anything like that. And incidentally, that show's already running on this radio station, and it gets no ratings.
But see, when you had Charlie call, and it goes deeper than just you and Mike, you got on the radio and said, hey, look, the lady said you can talk. So that means Charlie's... that was okay, too, because he talked to the lady. It goes deeper than just you and Mike.
Listen, you know nothing about the situation.
I heard the whole situation.
Don't worry about it.
You don't know anything about the situation. You really don't know.
Hey, Don, you're mad now. You're angry.
Yeah, you're right. You're goddamn right I'm mad.
When you get home and talk to your wife, she'll convince you.
Listen,
okay?
Yeah, my wife will convince
you. It's the same rules and regulations you teach your son.
That one of these
things.
No, listen. And if my son was doing an entertainment program and wanted to lie, I would tell him it's fine.
No, you won't.
I'm lying to you now when I say I appreciate the fact you called today. That is a lie.
And entertaining.
Well, why would it be? Mike, you lied. You got caught. You got to deal with the consequences.
No,
grow up, okay?
Listen, please. F you. Change the station.
Why do you have to get all...
F you. I agree. I've been sitting here on the sides. F you.
Come on, please.
Go away.
Why don't you go listen to a nice, safe station that gives you news and traffic on the 8th?
Just go away.
I like listening to you guys.
Oh, no, yeah, sure. Yeah, you like listening to us, except, and what's your problem? What do you care if we lied to somebody?
What does it matter?
It bothers you, Mike, because...
Why does he keep saying he's speaking to you and he's calling you Mike?
And now he's gone.
We'll never know the mystery.
And now he's gone. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? That's just a mistake.
Every one of these guys, I want to point out, every one of these guys calling is sitting there with a nice grin on their face.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, I mean this, and this is the truth. They could care
left.
Right. They're just trying to get us going.
That's
all
they care about, and they're having a good old time.
You know,
and they know that
we're emotional, and we just cannot turn it on, and we cannot turn it off.
That's all they're doing. And they let them have their fun.
Right. Help them. Please, F them.
I wish they were dead. And I'm not lying about that. That's the truth. I wish all of these dumb effers calling us, I wish they would all die tonight of horrendous testicle cancer.
Oh, God,
I wish it on them. I truly do.
No, not cancer.
Yes,
again.
I do.
Not
yes.
cancer,
yes.
no.
Yes. Ball cancer. That's what I wish on all of them.
No.
That's the truth.
Oh, God.
I wish that on Ken, too.
Oh, God.
I really do.
Oh, God.
And maybe on Jeremy.
Oh, my God.
I mean, as long as people really want nothing but honesty. if you really want it, you want no lies on this show.
Oh,
that's what you get.
That was not everybody. That was the guy that called who was just working us that wanted honesty.
I know. Jesus Christ. Okay, let's do a break.
The Tom Green special.
We will be back with more in a moment.
God damn it.
All right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow on the show, my wife's birthday party.
Yay.
Happy birthday. Also tomorrow, we'll get to the bottom of these stories. Was J. Edgar Hoover actually black?
Really?
And was Mr. Ed actually a zebra?
Oh, wow.
These are both actual stories we are working on for tomorrow's episode. I'm holding up the headlines for Mike now.
I'm looking forward to that.
Buzz tonight, sponsored by Budweiser. Make it a Bud summer. Bud and Bud Light are giving away thousands of great prizes. Visit Budweiser.com. For details. Hi there, Buzz.
F. Lee Bailey is trying to clarify.
Hey, I thought you were joining in on the fun there for a moment.
I'm ready.
I didn't know what Lee Bailey called today.
Yeah, F. Lee Bailey's trying to clarify what he said last week about a lie detector test given to O.J. Simpson.
F. Lee Bailey is in big trouble, I believe.
And he is ratting out O.J. because they're going to take his license away, right?
He is so totally screwed about this. I mean, it's attorney-client privilege straight down. I heard a Geraldo revolver. talking to Katie Couric today, and he was saying that the statute of limitations for perjury is probably up anyway, even if they were able to prove it.
Right.
But as far as attorney-client privilege, that what F. Lee Bailey has done is...
That's never supposed to run
absolutely.
Out. The former Dream Team lawyer says he stopped that lie detector test because, quoting him, you never test anyone for killing a spouse or child within 2 or 3 days of the event.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. My reaction.
Wouldn't you test them immediately after the event to get the real response?
Absolutely.
I think his implication is they're much too traumatized.
That's... He speaks like a defense lawyer.
Not a good time.
He's, you know, what he's doing is he's saying you never do that because you never know what the results are going to be when you're trying to protect your client.
And he says that's why he told fellow lawyer Robert Shapiro to stop the test after Shapiro told Bailey the test was turning up wild responses.
Wild. You know what's great about this is for anybody, because this is my mindset right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is just more evidence that the American legal system is just one big pile of dung.
Doesn't look good, does it?
Right.
Really, says Bailey, no one ever gave O.J. a lie detector test. Bailey says O.J. merely sat down with a polygraph expert, quote, to see how it worked.
I'll try it. Do you really want out of the contract at CBS? No, I love working here.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Off the chart.
Will you continue to work for CBS if they take away your phone privileges? Oh, yes.
That's a lie, too. Let me try one.
Okay.
Do you find me, Lewis, annoying? Yes, I do. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Machine works.
Very good.
To see how, a couple of days after his wife was killed, he sat down with a polygraph expert to see how one of those deals works. This quote from O.J. about F. Lee Bailey, he's one of my biggest supporters, O.J. says of F. Lee Bailey.
I say F. Ken Stevens.
Simpson says he has never taken a lie detector test, but he says he might be willing to on pay-per-view.
Oh, God.
Are you kidding? Is that a quote from Juice?
In fact,
yeah, Juice, that's what he wants to do. He wants to turn it into a pay-per-view special.
I'd pay to watch.
Sure. Juice says F. Lee Bailey's working on that for him right now.
See, that's where the whole thing...
God damn!
I don't think F. Lee Bailey would be dumb enough to talk about something that he... I mean, attorney-client privilege is about as simple as it gets. He is a smart lawyer. I don't doubt for a second that perhaps F. Lee Bailey has created this just so... Simpson can have a pay-per-view special because F. Lee Bailey, he probably could use a few shekels right now, too.
I'd watch it.
Especially if he's getting out of the law business.
And then they bring in a guy to do the lie detector. You know, the thing's totally rigged.
Right.
Perfect.
OJ also wants to go on a website to answer Americans' questions. Just give him your Visa or MasterCard number, and he'll chat with you about whatever you want to
see. I think that the loss in the civil suit for OJ Simpson is starting to really put the
squeeze. Why did somebody package OJ with the Ramses? I mean, that's a giant pay-per-view if it's going to be the all polygraph test. You know, they go first OJ, then the Ramses.
Yeah, lie detector tonight on Lie Detector.
Well, and OJ is right when he says the lie detector test at this point isn't going to change anyone's mind, and he points to the Ramses, as a matter of fact, as an example of that.
You know, you're making a joke, but there was a syndicated show in the early 80s called Lie Detector, and I believe F. Lee Bailey was the moderator for it.
I think you're absolutely right, Rob.
And really it sucked. Could not suck enough.
Because it was so boring, because that test itself, visually, and for entertainment, is just a yawn. Well, you know why? Wait a minute. I remember watching that show one time.
Like 7:30 on NBC.
And the thing that sucked about it is if you look at a lie detector test, they go around and they're making these little notations.
The squiggly lines.
And the only person, it's not like, you know, the bing or the beep. What it is it's the interpretation of it.
It looks like you're looking at one of those Richter tests to find out if there's an earthquake or not.
And it's not like when the lines are going more that you just
But you know. The way around that is to edit it. That you do it in advance, you tape it, and while you're seeing the squiggly lines, you have the voiceover guy say,
"This is an indication of heavy stress.
He's lying."
Indicating he's lying.
Yeah, you could definitely modify it, but the old one that Rob's talking about, they were just sitting there and they'd have the test, and then you would get a very tedious explanation
from
the expert or F. Lee Bailey.
From F. The show would have succeeded.
From F word.
If every time someone had told a lie, they played that noise that Timmy made at the beach house.
He's guilty.
Hold on. Right. You know, we're running so goddamn late today with all this, everything that's just happened just in the last hour.
What a day.
Until an hour ago, it was a perfect show today.
It was fine.
Yep. We'll be back. More news, more comments coming right up.
Flap Nut Funny, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, Buzzy?
Yes.
Let me just go here for a second.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hola.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said hola. That is hello in Spanish.
Oh, okay. Hey, actually, two quick things. One is earlier when you had that jerk call up and say you didn't have any gonads or you were a wuss or whatever, you were so enthralled in what was happening. The whole point was is he had to go because he was concerned about getting in trouble himself.
Bingo.
Yeah, right. Okay, you got
it. Therein lies the hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm. And really, when guys like that call and say you don't have any balls, those guys are not bright enough to realize by taking their call live on the air and allowing them to state whatever grievance they have, we do have balls.
And I've always firmly believed there's way too much emphasis in this country put on the testicle.
Yes.
I would venture to say that there have been major war heroes that have them blown off,
mm-hmm.
and they would no longer have them, and you would find no more brave individuals than those people.
Those so I think ball-less soldiers.
The whole thing about balls, you know? Come on.
Right. And the other thing,
here's a guy who had no balls.
I'm not here.
Right. He had no balls. I mean, surgically, he had no balls.
The other thing, too, was the lovely lady who answered the phone. I asked her, and she didn't know. Maybe you know. Local radio station does a wake-up thing. You call up, and you tell them somebody's name, and then they call them, and they put a joke on them for like 5-7 minutes.
And the reason they do that is those disc jockeys tape that in advance while they're playing a record, and then after they tape it, they say, do we have your permission to put this on the radio? I mean, we can't do that because we do an unscripted show that's live.
Right, and to be honest with you, I'd rather hear it live.
Right, well, what you're hearing on a lot of radio stations is stuff that, frankly, is not live.
Yeah, it's in the can.
And the disc jockeys are under no obligation to tell you that what they're playing is recorded stuff.
Yeah, instead of saying, here's that call we made, now you can hear it, or something of that nature.
No, they make it sound like, hey, we're going to call somebody up right now.
Absolutely.
And be spontaneous.
Or some disc jockeys would even call the person before.
Mm-hmm. And
they'd go that far to make an advance call to the person, say, hey, listen, we're going to wake you up in about 5 minutes. Just go back to sleep.
Yeah,
I don't want to buzz up any longer, but I did want to say that I heard a couple calls today, and one in reference to Mike.
about, I guess it's the same on Low Budget Jeopardy. He used to do this Italian voice, which was supposed to be a cousin of Don's or something.
Yeah, Cousin Luigi.
That's the one. And I heard a couple of people, and I said, because for the longest time I couldn't remember and I hadn't heard it so long. And I honestly listened every Friday to see if you're going to do it again.
I will do it. I will do it.
It is hilarious.
The problem with Luigi is, and Mike and I have a meeting every week about who's going to do for Jeopardy. You got to be careful on a guy like Luigi.
Absolutely.
You can't do him all the time.
Right.
The last time you did him, my God.
It was a while ago. The last time,
Don't worry, I
keep track.
Yep.
3 months ago.
3 months ago. It's coming right up on the cycle.
I probably missed that one.
Coming right up on the cycle. Don't worry. We're going to be going to a different part of the world.
We're very in tune with that.
Absolutely.
Well, I've been listening to you guys forever, and us Baltimoreans, as you guys probably know, we are appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Thank you for the input.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And I should also tell you that in the conversation that we were having during the commercial, Ken talked to Charlie, and that we are, again, on thin ice with this company, super double secret probation, where they're going to put another person to hit an override button if we do this thing with not telling somebody that they're on the air.
They're not taking the phones away.
Yeah, so in that regard, you know, we will be here tomorrow to do the show.
Absolutely.
We will.
Okay. So maybe we'll just bring a TV in and watch.
Yeah, what's that hurt?
Yeah. So we could feel like we weren't here.
You know, maybe one day we will.
Just come in, it'll be the TV watching day.
Just to prove to them, you know,
let's see what's on.
Just to prove to them, you know, how really, really important the telephones are to us.
Right.
You know, of course, the risk you run there is the fact that your loyal audience
will go away.
We'll tune away when you're doing something just to make a statement.
Sure.
Yeah, so
can't make too many of those statements.
You can't do that.
That's another lesson for all the young broadcasters. You can't make too many statements.
Right. At some point, you got to go back and do your show.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, people ain't going to listen to you.
They'll hate you for it.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi. Everybody's calling and busting your balls. I'm telling you guys, you are the reason why WJFK SM in D.C., the top billing station.
Well, there's no doubt about that, right?
Around you guys.
Thank you, sir.
And if CBS don't understand that, F them.
Thank you for the support.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Where were you? Goddamn, where were you 45 minutes ago when I had that idiot call? Don, you big pussy.
Yeah. Well, you know, for anybody that says we dish it out and can't take it, I would venture to say if you went over the history of this show, the guys that bust balls on this show, per call, get a lot more airtime than
the people
that don't.
Because we don't cut them off.
Absolutely.
When they call in. We don't. We let it run its course.
Sure.
Just the way we are. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We accentuate the negative.
Sometimes we do.
Mm-hmm. Guy on an airplane, on the ground at an airport in Michigan, saw his friend Jack, wanted to say hi.
Next question.
So he said, hi, Jack. The people around him knew it wasn't a threat. They knew it wasn't a joke. But the people in the control tower didn't know that because the pilot's microphone was apparently open just long enough to pass along the words, hi, Jack. Police surrounded the plane.
Oh, God.
Today they say at least the incident shows the system works.
And who's running that? That sounds like CBS management, doesn't it really?
Yeah, really.
Doesn't that sound like the overreactionary
reactionary all the way
thought
know.
Process of CBS radio?
I swear to God I heard it. Get the guns!
It's a parable.
Buzz, you know what?
Yeah.
We have really just poured you out of your time today.
Yeah, it's all right.
But for God's sake, it's 7:30.
It's important.
Give one more story.
Well, if it has to be this one, then. Bob Hope really must be feeling better, judging from his diet.
Yeah!
He started the day yesterday with eggs.
Green eggs and ham. Do you like them, Sam? I am.
Followed by the butterscotch candy that Don mentioned earlier. Keep those sounds handy for lunch for Bob in the hospital. It was a burger and shake from his favorite fast food joint, In-N-Out Burger.
Hey, he likes In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Urge. And it was In-N-Out. And last night, his chef from home brought him a leg of lamb, mashed potatoes, spinach, and lemon meringue pie.
God,
bless him.
That is total propaganda.
Probably
that story is bull ass.
Yes, but it's entertaining bull ass.
Yes, all right. And you know it's bull ass.
All right.
Save your other stories today.
All right, I'll put them in a plastic bag.
And tomorrow, right after my wife doesn't get a stripper on the show, we'll go to news earlier tomorrow.
You didn't lie, did you?
I don't lie, Mike.
I know you don't.
I don't lie, unless I'm talking to a publicist from the TV show Survivor.
Neither do I.
So, Zappers, right there, be the 100th caller now. Prize package lies straight ahead, 877-365-3636.
time for more Host Chat with Don and Mike.
Oh, just about done. Countdown to national holiday.
Yeah.
Now just about 4 hours and 20 minutes.
Yes. Right. And the Queen will be coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to get out of here to go plan the big festivities. Hello, Buzz.
In sports, Jerry Rice is staying with the San Francisco 49ers. The star wide receiver just signed a contract extension, even after talking about retirement or moving to another team. And quarterback Steve Young denies he's talking with the Denver Broncos.
No, I'm not talking with you. I'm going to be fine.
Mr. Concussion?
I'll be fine. Coach Maragucci, I'll be staying with you. I'm not talking with the Broncos.
Young told reporters at the Niners training camp today he's still weighing his options.
I'm weighing my options, everybody.
Shigeki Maruyama says he's tired.
Unbelievable.
He ought to be. Mm-hmm. After shooting a 58 in a qualifying round for the U.S. Open.
That's like a deep, deep dream for me. That is the most... Anybody that plays a game of golf, 58, 59 is, when David Duval did it, was one thing. This is amazing!
That was the lowest score in tour history. It took five players to accomplish that, but Maruyama's score won't be recognized as a PGA Tour record because it happened in a qualifying round.
Right.
And finally, Home Depot.
And also because I believe it won't be... Well, it won't be counted because he's Japanese, right?
Yes, that's a yes. They're screwing him out of it because of his country of origin.
Only round eyes can apply.
It's all those people that that vote on those things. You know, they all keep saying, "Remember the Arizona."
The thing he didn't ask to use a card. Right. Mm-hmm. Home Depot is suing a strip club in Florida for, among other things, calling itself Adult Depot.
Well, now they don't have the total franchise on the word Depot.
Depot.
It isn't just the word Depot. Home Depot says Adult Depot is degrading and diluting its trademark. Adult Depot says Home Depot is overreacting. Here's the deal. The club uses the same orange and white block lettering.
Okay.
It also, and get this, uses a mascot that looks a lot like Home Depot's Homer.
Who knew that Home Depot had a mascot named Homer?
Yeah. I've never seen. You've seen the mascot?
Yeah, he's got a hat.
He's got a tool cap and he's got a tool belt and an apron. Well, except the strip club's mascot carries a dildo instead of a hammer. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, gotta go. Gotta go, and then we have to come back tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right!
Yay!
Beautiful. What's your name?
Don.
Don, where are you from?
McLean, Virginia.
Dawn, all right, get ready. The gates of heaven are opening. You have won a pair of tickets to Volunteer Jam. That, of course, is Charlie Daniels and the Edgar Winter Group.
That's a good show.
Yeah. Along with Hank Williams Jr.
That's a solid show.
Right.
Courtesy of Best Buy, those tickets are Best Buy. Turn on the fun, but wait. You've also won a copy of Fight Club on DVD, now available on a two-disc DVD with commentary by Brad Pitt, Ed Norton, deleted scenes, outtakes, and more exciting vignettes. Buy it today. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for the prize.
Beautiful. Thank you. Have a great night, everybody. See you tomorrow. Back with a new episode.
More fun and more thrills tomorrow.
We'll be here to fight the good fight once again.
Yeah. Stay the good long battle.
That's it. Gotta go. See you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie.
Sydney!
Throw your beret in the air, please, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
Come on.
Oh. Break your window. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, see you tomorrow, I hope.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.